y'all, man. This is Prime Time with Don the Color, y'all. Nine Ball, you already know what we do around this thing, man. One time for everybody that's in the building. I'm going to go ahead and open up newbies. Mike, I need a mic check from you, newbie. Can I get a mic check, darling? Going once. Tell me you got a backup, too. We about to jump off this nine ball, behind the nine ball up in this thing. Come on now. Let me get that mic check.
What's that?
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening, good evening.
How you doing, Sugar Pie?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing my best. And you?
I'm doing great. Hold on.
Okay.
You there, newbie? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I done opened up a can of worms on my end. Y'all got to be patient with me. What?
Okay. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, though. Thank you, because no, we're going to be actually doing the majority of the fucking read tonight in the bill. 313, give me a mic check.
Mic check, Don.
Hey, not good. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good, I'm good.
What's going on?
What's good, not good?
Hey, hey, love and self and kind, for sure.
That's what's up, man. You sound great, man. Much love to you and your family.
That's what's up, honor.
And protection and prosperity. You too, newbie.
And well-being. That's right.
And well-being. Absolutely.
Yeah, we
want to
stop that 1-2-3. We're stopping that 1-2-3. No, I said we stopping the 1-2-3, you know. So we put it 4.
Yes, make 4 your 1. Tell
okay.
It. That's how you do it. Make 4 your 1. You're absolutely right. Let me pull up the 9 ball. Where we at, newbie? Do you remember?
I know where I left off. I think it was like 30.
We did mind and sex. So we did mind and sex. Okay, so we had the next one on count 3. So we should.
Pages
oh
down.
Shit!
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to be on. Yeah, then we on 9 equality. We on the count 3, 17 C.
Nine.
9 equality.
Okay. I'm trying to pull it up.
Okay. We'll put that thing on the show to get this shit popping. I started actually not to do the show. But because I thought about, like, well, maybe I have some backup in reading the 9 ball and, you know what I'm saying, of course, Babylon and a few other people that could build on what is being read, because I actually, you know what I'm saying, I filed a missing report on my son, and so the police was here, and they came doing that. What took so long? That's why I had Warrior playing the damn music here, because I had to, you know, give everything that I fucking knew.
You okay?
No, I'm not okay. You know that. No, I ain't okay. You know everybody saying they done saw him, you know what I'm saying? Seen him an hour ago, all this fucking shit.
You think he's still around by you, or?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where I think this little nigga is at. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing that he's in another county. But he's here. Then I'm hearing that he's on his way to the county that I heard that he was at. Just all this other bullshit. Mind you, these are fucking adults who allow my son to come in their fucking house. It's shit like this. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like this. When I told the police where I, you know, got word where he was, this motherfucking cop pulls out his cell phone and dialed the bitch number.
Wow.
And then they talking on the goddamn phone and shit, and this hoe gonna fucking yell out her mouth to this motherfucker that I put him out. So then he asked me, he said, something put him out. I said, where you get that shit from? Did she tell you that? I said, no, I ain't put my damn son out. fuck will I put my sign out and then have your ass in my goddamn face?
Exactly. He doesn't have a phone?
Hell no, I ain't got no phone. He asked me that too. You sound like the police.
Oh, well.
We got a phone. I told that nigga, hell no. Nah. And he looked at me sideways like, what child don't have a phone? A child that don't fucking deserve one. Shit. That's what. But he asked me that shit. He just had this look on his face. Mm. Like, bitch, your son ain't got no phone. Your son ain't got no phone. Hell no, he ain't got no damn phone. Shit. Fuck he gonna need the phone for?
It's crazy. So when was the last time you heard from him?
Damn, nigga, you sound like the fucking police now, nigga, asking me these goddamn questions.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe you might...
I can't remember what day it is, because, you know, I got my days all bungled up. I don't know what day I saw that nigga, but it was at home, and I had a conversation with his ass. Talked to him for a while. Even the fucking cop asked me, you going to ask me a question, what y'all talk about? I said, this shit here. Shit, you and I talking about. That's what the fuck you want to know? This shit right here. That's what we talked about. Yeah. What the else we gonna talk about? Happy fucking days? Yeah, I think it was 3 days. The day Monday, Sunday, Saturday. Do you count Monday? No. You count Sunday? No. You count Saturday? No.
Mm.
You count Friday. So I seen that nigga Friday. Because that's when I talked to him. That's when I talked to him Friday. So, of course, he was home. He was home Saturday. But whenever he left, I don't know what time he left, on Saturday, but we found the note on Sunday. Or we found whatever it was. Whenever he left, we didn't know he left. When we found out he left was on Sunday. Mm. That's when they found the note. Or Saturday. Or Sunday. See, I don't even fucking know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Did he go by his father? Or...
Huh?
Did he go by his father? Did he go by his father?
Say what?
I said, did he go by his father? Did you speak to his father?
No, honey,
or...
that's what we talked about. Him going, his daddy live in Atlanta, newbie. And I told him that, you know, you're going to have to go with your dad because I can't have you in these streets out here. It makes me look bad. You know, so you're going to have to go to your daddy's house. Yeah, I told him two things was going to happen in his situation. One, the state come and get him. Or two, his daddy. That's what I told him. Because with your dad, because I can't have you. So, of course, he was on goddamn questions. Motherfucker that. No, I'm not okay. You know, do you remember?
I know where I left off. I think it was at 30.
We did mind and sex. So yeah, we did mind and sex. Okay, so we had the next one on count three. So we should. Oh shit. All
right.
Then we got to be on. Then we on 9 equality. We on, the count three, 17C, 9 equality.
Okay. I'm trying to pull it up.
Okay. We'll put that thing on the show to get this shit popping. I started actually not to do the show. But because I thought about, like, well, maybe I have some backup in reading the Nine Ball and, you know what I'm saying, of course, Babylon and a few other people that could build on what is being read because I actually, you know what I'm saying, I filed a missing report on my son. And so the police was here and they came doing that. What took so long. That's why I had Warrior playing the damn music here because I had to, you know, give everything that I fucking knew.
You okay?
No, I'm not okay. You know that. No, I ain't okay. You know, everybody saying they done saw him, you know what I'm saying? Seen him an hour ago, all this fucking shit.
You think he's still around by you, or?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where I think this little nigga is at. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing that he's in another county, but he's here. Then I'm hearing that he's on his way to the county that I heard that he was at. Just all this other bullshit. Mind you, these are fucking adults who allow my son to come in their fucking house. It's shit like this. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like this. When I told the police where I, you know, got word where he was, this motherfucking cop pulls out his cell phone and dialed the bitch number.
Wow.
And then they talking on the goddamn phone and shit, and this hoe gonna fucking yell out her mouth to this motherfucker that I put him out. So then he asked me, he said, put him out. I said, where you get that shit from? I said, did she tell you that? I said, no, I ain't put my damn son out. Fuck, will I put my son out and then have your ass in my goddamn face?
Exactly. He doesn't have a phone?
Hell no, I ain't got no phone. He asked me that too. You sound like the police.
Oh, well.
We got a phone. I told that nigga, hell no. And he looked at me sideways like, what child don't have a phone? A child that don't fucking deserve one. Shit. That's what. But he ain't asked me that shit. He just had this look on his face. Like, bitch, your son ain't got no phone. Your son ain't got no phone. Hell no, he ain't got no damn phone. Shit. Fuck, he gonna need the phone for?
It's crazy. So when was the last time you heard from him?
Damn, nigga, you sound like the fucking police now, nigga, asking me these goddamn questions.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe you might...
I can't remember what day it is, because, you know, I got my days all bungled up. I don't know what day I saw that nigga, but it was at home, and I had a conversation with his ass. Talked to him for a while. Even the fucking cop asked me, you going to ask me a question? What y'all talk about? I said, this shit here. Shit, you and I talking about. That's what the fuck you want to know? This shit right here. That's what we talked about. Yeah. What the else we going to talk about? Happy fucking days? Yeah, I think it was 3 days. The day Monday, Sunday, Saturday. Do you count Monday? No. You count Sunday? No. You count Saturday? No. You count Friday. So I seen that nigga Friday, because that's when I talked to him. That's when I talked to him Friday. So, of course, he was home. He was home Saturday. But whenever he left, I don't know what time he left, on Saturday, but we found the note on Sunday. Or we found whatever it was. Whenever he left, we didn't know he left. When we found out he left was on Sunday. That's when they found the note. Or Saturday. Or Sunday. See, I don't even fucking know. I don't know.
Did he go by his father's? Did he go by his father?
Say what?
I said, did he go by his father? Did you speak to his father?
No, honey, that's what we talked about. His daddy live in Atlanta, newbie. And I told him that, you know, you're going to have to go with your dad because I can't have you in these streets out here. It makes me look bad. You know, so you're going to have to go to your daddy's house. Yeah, I told him two things was going to happen in his situation. One, the state come and get him. Or two, his daddy. That's what I told him. Because three is not an option of me trying to deal with this shit every fucking year. So you staying with me is not an option. You want that street life, and you can have that in Atlanta. You can't have that here when my name is clean. But he can't have that in Atlanta with his daddy. His daddy don't play that. So.
How about his,
huh?
You spoke to his father's parents or anything? Are they here or?
Nigga, they in Africa, honey. Stop asking questions that don't make sense now. Now you're getting way off.
I don't know.
Some
motherfuckers
in Africa.
Maybe
you like, you think he got smuggled to fucking Africa? Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Gramps. I thought they were here. I didn't know if they were here or not.
Oh, no, no. No, no. No, they're not. They're in Africa, honey. With the rest of them Africans.
Mm.
Yeah. But he's somewhere around here. You know what I'm saying? But I just went on and had to, you know what I'm saying, do my part because, you know, anytime your child is in the public school system, the state owns them anyway. So I just wanted the state to know I'm innocent, Your Honor. My son is missing. If you find him, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do with him. So that's what I told him. Because I said, you haven't been showing up, you haven't been going to school, and you've been lying, talking about you going to the fucking library. He hasn't been to the library. He hasn't even been here to do any work. So I'm, you know, I just got to make sure, boo, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and my child is property of the state. So I'm just doing my part in saying, Your Honor, yeah, he's in my care while he's rightfully y'all, motherfuckers, the state. So one of yours then left. And I ain't responsible for that. Huh?
So you got to use every resource you have, right?
I mean, that ain't even a resource. That's you know, that ain't no resource. When the schools operates off the court system, newbie, when you looking into your public schools, policies and laws, you'll see your state, and then there's codes that's connected. That means the courthouse, the courts, is connected to the schools. Anytime you have your children in the public school system, the courts are connected to it. It's all law. Shut the fuck up, DeBrock. You're not responsible. If any parent was responsible, courts would not be connected with the school, idiot. You fucker. Shut the fuck up. Okay? If any parent is responsible, there would be no such thing as juvenile detention centers or group homes or foster care or adoption agencies or DFACs, motherfucker, or child protective services. If they will only hold the parent responsible, then the state nor the government would interfere. Okay, motherfucker, let's put that on record. They never see you as responsible. As soon as you give birth to them motherfuckers and they hand you some papers to fill out saying that now you can have it in your custody, they give you custody of your child. You have no fucking rights. As soon as you give them a birth certificate and a goddamn Social Security card, they are owned by the fucking state. And if you don't know how to play the fucking game of how you just have the child but the state owns it, then it's you. What they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Oh, I am very profound in the fucking law. That's why I make sure that I hold the law responsible for my child. It's responsible for it. I'm not. I'm not. I can't be responsible for it when everything about it is given to my child or to me from the fucking state. So there is no way I, as a person that puts some shit out, my cootie wooty, could be responsible when the state steps in as soon as your child, your baby, gets an arm wrist like they in jail. Your infant baby gets an arm wrist just like a fucking inmate. Infant babies get arm wrist, get a little wrist band around their fucking arm like inmates do. It's property of the fucking state. It's ward of the government. I just know how to play and be just what is considered a law-abiding citizen when one of your properties have escaped my custody. I'll call you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a big fucking difference, because every child that's born in America in their prison institution called a hospital or maternity ward is property of the fucking government. It's not yours. It's just in your custody. So I have to report to the government that one of yours have escaped my custody. God damn it. That's all I'm doing. I'm just letting them know, me being a person that's a custodian of your property has walking away from me, and I'm innocent, Your Honor, again. I'm innocent. I ain't got shit to do with that. I'm just letting them know I'm fucking innocent. So there's no way you can hold me in illegal actions when that's your shit, Seinfeld. That's your shit. I just happen to have custody over your shit, that you gave me the right to have custody over my child. And at any given moment when you don't want me to have it no more, you come take the motherfucker from me anyway. Because it was yours to begin with. I'm sorry, 775, your mic is open. Come on in. 775, can I get a mic check?
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Reno, how you doing today? It's good to hear your voice.
Doing pretty good. Right. Doing great. You know I had the day off today.
I keep forgetting this day holiday.
Man, that sucks. All that sucks.
I know it, but it's the truth. It is the truth.
Yeah.
I just know how to fucking,
yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I know that what came out of my pussy, if it was born in an institution, it is owned by the institution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fucking truth. And so I just know how to obey the law.
That's right. I have some questions about the behind the nine ball, too. But you know,
okay,
it could be farther behind the book. I don't even know why I put it at night. You told that story. I was like, oh.
No,
so
it's okay,
because
that'll keep my mind,
okay,
keep my mind off of it for a minute.
Okay, I'll go upstairs and get it. I know it was something about, it mentioned something about knowledge. Hold on, let me go upstairs. Let me go grab it. Let me get on mute right quick.
Okay. All right, that's good.
Okay.
Now,
I'll be right back.
I heard you
right.
About to speak on something. Did you want to say something?
No, because I don't want to put it back on your mind. Let it ride.
No,
for
you
a little
can.
While.
It's okay. It's going to be on there anyway. You know, it's like, it's okay.
What
I
did
understand.
The letter say?
Huh?
What did the letter say?
That was the
letter
police
you
want to know. Yeah, because the police,
yeah.
The little fucking crackhead little bitch told that motherfucker I put him out. I said, you can't put nobody out that writes you a letter that they leaving. And the police say, it was interesting because we was going to throw the letter away. And I said, wait, Sananda, don't throw it away. I might need it for evidence.
That.
I said, I might
never
need it for
that.
Evidence. Here it is. I let the police read that shit. Let that bitch know she fucking with the wrong one. I hate that bitch, too. That's the same bitch that took my son in and kept running to my family, like my husband or my daughter, saying, tell your mom I need some money for him. Shit like that. Nah, bitch, you ain't got no business with my son. But that's neither here nor there. He say, dear family, I am sorry for everything. I love you all. I left around 1:43. I am headed out of town. I will not ever, no, I will not go to my father's house. I'm not about to let him try to kill me. I love all of you, and I'm sorry for hurting you, Mom. God, in parentheses. This nigga here. P.S., keep me in connections. I will graduate. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
That's the letter. That's what Paulie read.
Connections, that's the online school?
Uh-huh, that's the academy, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they can trace him that way.
I don't know. But he ain't been on
it. Cause he's gonna
I've been
to
keeping
be
an eye on it.
Huh?
He ain't been on it, though.
Oh.
Two said he ran away also and left the letter. I mean, who ain't did this shit?
I didn't leave no letters when I ran away.
Okay, other than not, you for Detroit, that's different.
Hey, Don. I ran away from home, and I was gone for like 3 weeks and wasn't nowhere but around the corner.
I know it. That's what, you know, his whereabouts is, all around the corner and shit. Everybody saying they saw him up the street, saw him this way, saw him that way. I know it.
Yeah. That's what us young men have to do, Don. It's a learning experience, for sure.
Yeah, well, times have changed, though.
Yeah,
times have changed where, you know, the enemy just loves to come at you because of the actions of your child. It's a little bit different now. If your child is out of hand, they'll lock your ass up, too. If your child missed days in school, they come after you, too. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, you did the right thing. May the ancestors keep you safe in this learning experience, for sure.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you know, I feel you, sis. But, hey.
But then check this shit out. Y'all want to hear some shit on the other side of this motherfucker or on another plane?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, every year in January, I go through this shit with him. Every year, every January. A couple of hours ago, that's when I was talking to Tude. I asked him a couple of questions in the after party about his mom and how the fuck she was able to handle his goddamn wild ass. But then I just heard the answer. I kept saying, why does this keep happening? And this is on the other side, y'all. Something happened to him and I in January. In 1997, I aborted him in January. And he came back. And I called him to come back. And this is why we go, I cry every fucking January over this little nigga I aborted. And asked him to come back. And he came back around, I think I ended up getting pregnant around April or May, and I had him in March. I called him back about three months later. I was pregnant, and this nigga right here. And I know I made jokes about, you know what I'm saying, if y'all going to abort them babies, don't call that motherfucker back because they come back like the pet cemetery. And I know I was making jokes about that shit about 2 weeks ago, but then it fucking hit my ass that, goddamn, this is that nigga. This is him. This is me and him every fucking January. Me and him. And it's an abortion. We separate. And I long and I get hurt and I ask him to come back. It's the same fucking shit. Every January, he's aborted.
Wow.
And I hurt and I cry and I ask him to come back. That's interesting, ain't it? It hit my ass. while the internet traffic jam was on about a couple of hours ago. I said, God damn.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild, God.
I know.
Well, at least you put your finger on it.
Yeah, I did. Put my finger on it. Now I don't know what to do now. You know what I'm saying? Now that I know, you know what I'm saying? Because I kept asking, why is it? I just kept saying, why January? Why every fucking January this shit happened? And it just, I just heard that's when you had the abortion.
You have to find a way to break the cycle.
Man.
Yeah, so how would you break the cycle? And wouldn't the cycle have to be broken by the compassion and love during January?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for next year, you know, if the shit happens.
Right, because it's already happened this year.
Yeah.
You know, so you need to find a way to break this cycle somehow.
I don't know how to break it.
The best reason that you know, I'm able to come up with is the embrace of it. Since the first time it was to get rid of, so then to break it will to be to pull it to you and acceptance of it.
What?
Okay. You said that it was January that you aborted a fetus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You called for it back. He came back in March when you got pregnant. Okay. So with him coming back in March when you got pregnant, but you aborted in January. So when the January do come around again, instead of being the type to want to get it away or to expel it, you embrace it. Do you understand?
Okay, but how do I embrace it? Embrace what?
You embrace him as a child.
I've already embraced him.
No.
Okay, help
me out. I'm talking about during the January month when he gets this, when that silly shit gets to happening. Not the regular.
Not sure. I don't think it can be one-sided. You know, he has to be cognitive of it as well. You know,
right?
So he must see it for himself that it keeps happening around the same time. So, you know, in order to find the solution, you have to first acknowledge that it's happening. And then you work, you know, to rectify it.
Okay.
Right.
So then
also would have to be aware of it.
Exactly.
Right.
It can't be all Don. Because Don's already aware of it, you know, and she's
trying to find it. Yeah, I just became aware of it.
Right. So then would you make him aware of it?
I always make the other party aware of whatever I'm aware of. But I haven't seen him.
Right, that's what I was about to say. Okay. Right, you ain't seen him this time because it just hit you like, oh, this is what.
Yeah, it just
is.
Hit me like, let's say 2 minutes ago. We were supposed to talk. To talk about how much we're hurting each other. Meaning we're supposed to build on, because when I talked to two one day, and this was about love, and then it hit me of how much I love him, but I'm hurting him, and how much he loves me, and he's hurting me. So I was supposed to bring that to him. And I told him that we had to talk, but then our hair broke loose. So I never had a chance to build with him so he and I can understand that we love each other so much that we're hurting each other, right? So that conversation never took place, and I think that was like earlier in January or last year before the new year. I can't remember, but I know two would. But I said, man, I got to talk to my son because this is what we're going through. Okay, so it was earlier January. Thank you, too. So, and now when this shit popped off, I never, you know, this just happened. This happened, you know, like maybe 2 hours ago when I'm asking why January, why every fucking January? And then that's when I get the answer because, you know, I aborted him and he ran. And, of course, he didn't want to come back, but I begged for him to come back. And he came back.
I have a question for you, Don. Did he come back of his own volition or did you find him and bring him back?
Okay. When? Because this shit's been happening every January. So you want to talk about last January, my nigga?
Correct, correct. Last time.
I can't remember last. Last January was very fucking difficult. Last January, I can't even remember how he came back. I don't remember. He was even written in the school system as a homeless child. They never even came to me. Mind you, this town is small. They never even wanted to lock me up. And this motherfucker was written in the school system as a homeless child by way of the same bitch that the officer called. He was staying with her. So I don't even remember. I remember. He ended up with my brother's ex-wife. He ended up with her. And she called me in August. So this was January all the way up to, like, August. And she says, look, we want to keep him. And I want to know whether or not you want to register him. You know what I'm saying? You want me to register him for school coming up at blase, blase. It was something like that. And because of what she ended up telling me, this is so fucking, like, this has nothing to do with anything. But it might have been in the summer. But because my sister-in-law told me what my brother Bodie did to her daughter, the one that I told you was pregnant, he fucked her when she was little. I just wanted to get my son back at that point. So I think I ended up calling my son and told him, come on home. I don't even want you over there.
Okay.
And that's how he came back. So, yeah, I called him back. It all is coming back now. I called him home because, you know what I'm saying, I just didn't want my brother nowhere near my son.
Okay.
Because he's in contact with his sons and his daughter when my son is. And I said, let me just get my son. That's how it happened.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, history was going to probably have to repeat itself then.
Well,
I guess you might have to find him. But did you try calling your brother?
Hell no, the fuck I'm going to call him. No, my brother don't live with them. She done moved on, got her new man and everything.
Okay, so maybe he's
But this is, see, all of this was happening at one time. She had my son. Mm-hmm. She's been left my brother. These children are damn near grown now.
I'm just saying history repeats itself. If he feels comfortable there, then maybe that's where he might return, possibly.
Well, he will eventually make his way. He does every time. He will eventually make his way there to my sister-in-law house. Not to my brother, but to my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He probably will. I don't know, though. But I just find it so interesting that, you know, because I aborted him and called him back, we go through an abortion every fucking year. That's just some crazy shit. Where he leaves me, and I long for him. I just find that some interesting shit.
You're going to have to, like, find some kind of preemptive way, like, you know, maybe in December or November of the year prior, start talking about it because you know what's, you know.
Well, we were talking about it early in January because I said, nigga, man, I might remind you, motherfucker, you do this shit every January. You about to get motherfucking put the fuck out again. Like, nigga,
man,
you remember, nigga, this is about to be the third fucking January, nigga? Yeah. And I remember the look on his face, like, damn, it didn't even, you know, like, he didn't even pay attention to that shit. But it was interesting because when I said it, Warrior ran back in the office and was like, I knew it. I was just saying it's the same time last year. Like, Warrior just came in like, it's the same time last year. January 11th. Look, Warrior, don't forget that shit. It was January 11th last year. So, I just think it's so interesting, though. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, we're going through the same shit. It is a cycle, and it has to be broken. And I just, and the only way that the cycle can be broken if he knows that this is a deeper cycle. It ain't just him wanting to hit the street cycle every January, because normally motherfuckers want to do that shit in the summertime. So he needs
hurtful.
To know that this is I fucked up.
That's
real bad.
Very hurtful thing to say, you know? That's going to be a very hurtful thing to say. I mean,
to say what?
If when you explain to him what kind of cycle it is and why it's this way, you know?
Well, see, he already know, and I know, we all know, that he was the child I aborted and asked to come back. Everybody know that. He knows that. But see, what we didn't know is that the abortion is inevitable unless he and I fight the separation and fight to be together through the month of January. Like, he and I will have to alter destiny.
Right.
Together in order for that shit to never happen again.
That's.
Because it happened, you know, with him in the womb.
Wow.
And that's crazy shit.
You
know, I'm always trying to figure out the cause that caused the effect. And that's cause I did this is the reason why this shit is happening. I had no idea. I had no fucking idea that, you know, I knew that babies do come back. And I knew that they come back what we would say worse. Like, you know what I'm saying? Worse, like a miscarried baby comes back and that motherfucker comes back, you know, like evil. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of shit. But I didn't know that it was like that this is that nigga, but I've always said, nigga, you're here to haunt me. You're here to hunt me, my nigga. Like, that's what I told that nigga. You're here to hunt me. Because I had no business doing that to you. I had no business aborting you. You don't know, but I know that you're the aborted child. I know he is because I asked him to come back, which I shouldn't have fucking did. I shouldn't have did that shit. I shouldn't have called that motherfucker back. That's where I fucked up at. That's all. That's just where I fucked up at. But now it's neither here nor there now. So now we could break it, though.
Absolutely. Well, you know what the problem is now. You just have to find a solution.
Yeah, that's the only thing is for me to just tell that nigga, now I know why it's January. And it's up to him if he wants to strive to fix it or continue on his aborted mission to just walk away from me completely. And then I'll understand that and I'll be okay. I'll be okay with it. Two asked me, was it really fucked up? Yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah, he's behind the ball.
I shouldn't have. Well, you think so? They got that nigga on a GS, whatever the fuck, database.
Yeah, he'll be on tomorrow. He's probably over that broad house. Who? I don't know. He's not here, but she put him out anyway. That motherfucker.
So what?
You know. The chick that you said who had him as homeless in the school, marked down as homeless in the school and all that, he probably over there. And she's telling him now, yeah, your mama just, the police was just on the phone with me. And we'll probably be home tomorrow. And then y'all can sit down and talk
I'm
about
real shocked how this motherfucker pulled out his cell phone, shawty, and just called her goddamn number.
He know her.
That is a bit out of the ordinary.
And then the nigga goddamn had a look on his face about my ass. You done fucked up looking at me sideways over this fucking junkie bitch in the fucking project. You done got me fucked up. You better not look at me no goddamn sideways. I don't give a fuck what that goddamn tripe said to you.
So it was more of an interrogation than an investigation.
No, he didn't interrogate me. I just seen the look on his damn face. Like, the fuck you looking, what the fuck you looking like that? Fuck you looking at me like that, boo. Don't be looking at me like that. You know, hung up with this trick you fucking know from the fucking projects. Get the fuck out my damn face with that look. As a matter of fact, that was 2 years ago, not six. I remember now.
Wow.
That was 2 years ago. And when he did it last year, I ended up taking him straight to his daddy's house. I said, help me remember that. Thank you. So he stayed last year with his daddy. Because I didn't want him to hit the streets.
Well,
so he stayed
damn
with his
sure
daddy.
Doesn't
want to
be there. He's
no,
the
hell no.
Nah.
He don't
want
to be there because this nigga has to make salats.
Oh, much is required of him, huh?
This little nigga, yeah, much is required for this papa. This nigga got to make a lot and shit and help his daddy read the mail because his daddy can't read. Help his daddy read the fucking phone bills.
Oh,
shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, his daddy will fuck him up, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, his daddy will fuck him up. You know, like, yeah.
Put them hands on him.
Yeah, he'll put them paws on him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he don't want. And, you know, and of course I won't let Doc do it. You know? I just won't let Doc touch him. I don't believe in another man touching my son if he can't defend himself. So my son got every right to knock you the fuck out too. Unless unless he came out your nutsack, that's different. But if he ain't come out your nutsack, you can't touch him like that. He got every right to try to kill you. I don't play that no stepdaddy role. Ain't no such thing as stepdaddy. You're not. You ain't gonna even play that. So, you know, my idea of a nigga in my life is the nigga in my life. They got niggas in theirs. You just got to be the nigga in my life. So you can't touch him. Because he got every right to fuck you up. And I'm a side with him. That's all. Just a little bit different. I know most bitches, a lot of stepdaddy, not, you know, snatch a knot out they fucking sons or they daughters, but I don't play that shit. I don't play that. To me, you're still a stranger in the house. You're not their father. You're not their mother. You can't do it. Ain't none of that. I don't play that. I know it. And there's silence in the heavens. I know it. But that's just how I roll. Because then the children would resent me. Because I let some nigga who may not be in my life for another day beat they fucking ass and get away with it. See, I don't play that. I know a nigga will come a dime a dozen, so I don't let no nigga that's in my life try to put their paws on my children, and you may not be with me tomorrow, motherfucker. And now I got a lot of explaining to do when they say, why you let that man blah, 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 blah to me, and you didn't fucking do shit about it. They'll never have that to say. It's a big difference. That's all. I'm serious about that shit. I don't give a fuck who my next nigga will be or may not be, but you ain't got no right to put your hands or there is no conversation in regards to my children. There's there's no talk. There's no conversation. I ask you to do what you got to do for them, and that's it. That's it. Other than that, you're not drill sergeant. You're not a disciplinary motherfucker. You're not none of that. You my nigga that came in my fucking life to make my life better, motherfucker. Now, if your daddy want to beat his ass, his daddy can beat his goddamn ass. Oh, shit, the police back. Okay, I'll be right back. Y'all continue talking. Po-po's have a note.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, newbie, that's wild. And
that's nice,
with the reasoning that she came up, that that says because I aborted, that's like wild to me, bro.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked too, but there definitely is something there. I mean, you know, there's no irony to it. This is definitely something, you know, that has validity to it. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, bro. That's. But it's good she can go back in her mind and pull that up to realize that that could be what it is right there. You know. Yeah,
I mean, there's not too much you can do. I mean, unless they can come to some sort of agreement where, you know, they know that what's going to happen at a certain time, and every year they make plans.
Yeah.
That, you know, separation. just for that time span until, you know, everybody cools off and you get right back to it. I mean, it's a tough situation.
Yeah,
it really is.
Like my uncle said, hum yum getty getty. It is what it is. You know? Yeah, that's Korean. Hum yum getty. Yeah, peace, beloved. Yeah. So how you doing today, brother? You all right today?
I'm doing my best. And you?
Oh, I am well. You know, doing my best as well, should I say. Come on, man, if you want to, man, we can kick off this 9 equality, bro.
All right, we can get into this, absolutely. Not
yes, sir. While she doing that.
Okay. I think we said we left off at 16, right?
The straight beginning of 9 equality. We didn't ever get into it yet.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back down here. 9 equality. Here we go. Okay. 9 equality. That's page 37 on the PDF for everybody else. Here we go. 17. C. 9 equality. 9 equality is Ethiopian equality. Equality in general is one person or persons possessing something of the same amount or same value as another person or persons. But equality in particular is each race thinking, doing, and possessing what is inherent for it by nature. In other words, each race on the planet is heir to the highest in nature in proportion to its richness by nature. That is to say, since the Ethiopian is richest in composition formula, the formula that grew the race, then it is heir to the most and richest properties in nature. By the same reason, since the Caucasian race is poorest of all the races in composition formula, then it is heir to the least and poorest properties in nature. Therefore, such is equality of the races by nature.
Yeah. Yeah, so that equality is that main point right there. Because, you know, they be talking about we all want to be equal. But as Amanu Rakata is explaining in this, is like, no, equality comes in that which nature produced or what you are made of by nature to be equal with, not equal to another race and what they have. Am I right?
So basically what it's saying is that if equally, you should get equally what you are composed of or which is your composition formula. So if you are the poorest properties in nature, you get what is equal to that in nature.
Yeah. Yeah. So like say, for instance, when we was talking about the 333 or the 3 of the evolutionary chart, and you have the Caucasoids at the bottom of that, and their nature is the nature of death. So everything
right.
that you do produce either will have something to do with death for people other than them and their
right.
kind. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's right.
20. All right, we'll move on to 23.
Okay.
23. The foregoing is scientifically true because if a being has a rich nature in makeup, physically or mentally or both. That being needs things in nature that match his or her composition. If the being has a poor makeup, it needs properties in nature that matches its composition. It may be put this way. Since the Ethiopian race, mental capacity is 9-9 of the perfect number 1,000, and the Caucasian race, mental capacity is only 3-3-3, we need and have the capacity for three times as much knowledge in quality and quantity than the Caucasian race. In other words, 999 information is required for our perfection of mind and merely 333 information for Caucasian perfection of mind. Thereby, we Ethiopians are capable of becoming three times as powerful as the Caucasian is in his perfection. However, Caucasian perfection is in death and Ethiopian perfection is in life.
I'm with you, Noob.
All right, we good on that?
Yeah, we good on that, bro.
All right, 24. Moreover, the mentally dead Ethiopians wants to be equal with the Caucasian, but no one in his right mind wants to be equal with the white man because that means being an equal liar, equal thief, equal slave master, equal murderer, equal vagabond in the earth, and an equal fugitive from justice. Equality in particular for a person or race means having what is due by nature, and this natural equality for the races is not necessarily equal in amount, quality, or degree. For instance, Africa is for us, Africans, at home and abroad, and Europe is for Caucasians, at home and abroad, but the two continents are neither equal in size nor riches. Furthermore, real racial equality is not a status quo where the Caucasian respects and treats Ethiopians as he does his own kind, because this is false hope. For Caucasian's nature will not allow him to really do this. Therefore, true racial equality is each race having necessary brain power to maintain its own proper survival and well-being. Social equality, by nature, is not one race intermingling with another to see how nice and friendly each can be or how well the races can miscegenate. But true social equality, by nature, is people of the same race intermingling with each other as equals without the class stigma. In other words, everyone in the same race should be equal on social terms. Class level came about through evolutionary and mankind.
Yeah, we good. You can keep on rolling, dude.
We'll go on that, all right. Let me check the... All right, here we go. Okay, 26. Races are not supposed to intermingle on a social basis because this is a prelude, destruction of the races through miscegenation. If the races have business together, let it end there and keep the races pure as possible. By keeping the races pure of mind and pure of kind, helps to keep them equal to the degree they should be by nature. Economic equality does not mean one race should possess the same material things the other has, for Ethiopians are much richer by nature than Caucasians, meaning Ethiopians' economic potential, as in Africa, is much greater than that of Caucasian Europe. Hence, real economic equality for Ethiopians is having the same wealth in common in our own economic system. So how do you feel about that, Nasuk?
Well, yeah. That's why we're in the position we're in now, because we don't know what equality of economics is, and we're patronizing everybody else's business, and then we'll hate on our own. Because we don't have, we're not in our right mind to even realize, you know?
So this is basically giving, you know, homage to segregation, basically, because it says races are not supposed to intermingle on a social basis, because this is a prelude to destruction of the other races through miscegenation. So that basically we shouldn't, you know, be intermingling. And it says, if the races have business together, let it end there and keep the races pure as possible. By keeping races pure of mind and pure of kind helps to keep them equal to the degree they should be by nature. So basically, if you bring another race into you, or if you're interacting with another race, you're not keeping your race pure of mind and of kind.
Right, because now you starting to adapt everybody else's vibe. Point, just to piggyback that, point in case with the beloved brother Martin Luther King. And them putting them up for the push of integration. And the integration actually put us 50 years back than 50 years forward, because now you have the mixing of the races, then you have it to where the greater ones of us who want to be equal with the white, with the Caucasoid race, start putting in their system instead of focusing on their own. You get me?
I get you, absolutely. But from what we're reading here, his idea wasn't basically, you know, this information doesn't really coincide with his. You know, they're basically against, you know, him seeing white boys and little black girls, you know.
Right. That's what I am saying. That you know, during that time that Marcus, you know, they did the civil rights movement and all that, we were doing great things amongst ourselves. We had businesses. We had our own doctors. You know what I'm saying? But once the integration itself was pushed in, then our own ideology or our well-being got pushed to the back, and it became the individual's vibe. You know, and then it goes right back to what Garvey has said. What may be good for an individual of a race may not be good for the race. But what's good for an individual of a race is always good for the race of that individual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what was taken away by integration. Yeah.
Okay.
Off and on, I'm in my backup. I'm at work, so if it gets loud,
no problem at all.
Okay.
All right. Okay. 27. By same wealth in common, we mean necessities of life. All Ethiopians have access to as we need them and in the amount we need them. That is to say, each draw from the wealth in common in the amount of his or her natural responsibilities. One may have more natural responsibility than another and thereby need more. But if one eats well, we all eat well. If one has a nice place to sleep, we all have a nice place to sleep. And if one has nice clothes to wear, we all have nice attire to wear. This topic gives a brief description of what Ethiopian equality is like, which is equality by nature. Another note on equality tells us that racial equality also means each race should have its own land, own economy, own armed forces, own language, own educational system, and own culture and heritage in general. This is the true meaning of racial equality. And speaking of educational system, brings us into educational equality. It should be one of the educational requirements that by the time a student finishes ninth grade, he or she must know what he or she is planning to be. So by the time that student finishes high school, he or she will be prepared to enter the confidence and qualification into the chosen career. Okay, 29. It is the inefficiency of the Caucasian educational system that children can go through high school and almost through college and not know what they would like their occupation to be. If a child has talent for a particular occupation or skill, by the time he or she finishes ninth grade, it should be showing. It is the obligation of parents and teachers of children to help the children decide what is the best career for each individual student and why. The school system should be required to compile an occupation or career chart which lists the various trades and professions suitable for males and females and the requirements and qualifications for each occupation should be available. We repeat, the student should be prepared to make his or her choice of career by time ninth grade is complete. When a woolly-haired person graduates from college today, almost always the big thing he or she has in mind is to find a good job and stay on the job getting promotions until retirement from work and then good retirement pay. The Ethiopian person should realize that working for Caucasians is helping Caucasians to oppress and repress Ethiopians, because doing Caucasian work makes the white man richer, and if he is richer, he is stronger to oppress us. We Ethiopian scientists understand that when a person has no job of his own, he has to work for someone. But what we are saying is why working for your enemy all your active life. Let me repeat that one. We Ethiopian scientists. Go ahead.
Hold on, y'all. I hear a feedback. I really want to hear what happens next regarding the younger Don and her son and the police. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. But next, what's the day? Tuesday. So Wednesday, goddammit, I rewind it back to this part right here and play it for the first hour. But I got to find out what happens next. Give me a second.
No. That's what I was saying earlier.
Hours makes us inferior.
I want to do Don comes back after talking to the police. That's what I'm trying to figure. I don't remember.
Because you cannot. Because how militant can one get?
Still talking.
Can you hear him real good? It might just be my line. Can you hear him real good? And I said,
yeah, I can hear him, but you know, I'm speakering over here, so it's loud for me.
Okay. Is that any better?
Not always, but it's been a business shift. And the word consciousness.
Oh, okay. Babylon came on to the show.
I don't remember seeing that in the book. And I know he had very choice.
More different knowledge. But as I read on, I found
wrong information and wrong knowledge.
Oh, you remember this show, Zena?
Do we acknowledge that, you know?
I'm in 2 hours and 28 minutes now.
They're utopian people. People kill our brothers and sisters. And I ain't saying that they can't be because we image into him. But I do see what you said.
In the bitch get food stamp.
Okay,
oh, she back.
You know, I'm too young to remember all that.
I forgot you were born in it. You would have done the same thing.
Thank you. Y'all can go ahead and keep going. Interrupt y'all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, you know.
All right, that's 242. I had to speed it up because I'm curious to know that came before Beyonce's song. That's all I want to put on record. Let's just put that shit on record.
It sure did. It sure did.
Okay, let's just see what they're talking about.
So this, you know, I just want to give a real life example of how somebody is working against us in our own culture, within our own race, and using somebody of our own race as a face to mislead us into thinking that's how she did it. When Beyonce wouldn't be Beyonce if that was her attitude in order to get where she going.
Well, check it out, y'all. Just want a good announcement. We got 15 minutes, whatnot, before we go into overtime.
All right, I think Don is coming now.
Y'all can go ahead and keep going.
I'm glad you ain't got no children, honey. I was having some moments in the first hour of the show. Let's see what happens. First hour of when it first came on. I was going to put on record that Welfare came before Beyonce song. That's all
okay.
I want to see here. Let's just put that shit on record.
It sure did. It sure did.
Okay, let's just put that shit on record. I believe it was songs that came out like The Cleanup Woman. It was songs like It's Cheaper to Keep Her came out when Welfare was established. And they quiet. As a matter of fact, there were songs that came out called Woman to Woman. If you ever been in my shoes, you would have done the same thing too. I'm longing to you, woman, woman. As a matter of fact, there was another song that came out.
Get it right.
Called Goddamn Cheating in the Next Room.
What up, Quentin? I thought that she was going to talk about what the police said.
And respect. That's right, Galactic Scientist. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
You know, oh, man, y'all remember all that.
They don't like to be corrected. I forgot you were born in the 90s. I forgot you grew up on Destiny's Child. But if I'm not mistaken, the song that made them bitches go number one was Bills. Can You Pay My Bills? Then maybe we can.
I mentioned that already.
I mentioned that. We're through some old shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mentioned Bills.
I mean, but I do see what you're saying, and I do agree. I mean, that's still more programming or downloading, even during those song periods of time.
Damn,
it was just
we
what they wanted to come over the airway.
Conversation. Every time we get to 37, welfare, unemployment, on 9-ball, we say I say the same shit come out my mouth, and you say the same shit come out your mouth.
Okay,
you
I just, tonight I can't remember. I can't remember
I'm
having the conversation.
I'm telling you, man, it's the same shit, yo. We about to have the same
okay,
conversation.
Okay, tonight I can't remember it. Usually I can say, yo, duh, you right. But I can't remember
the same
having
conversation
this.
Because when this part came up, you know, you focus on the independent, you focus on the songs. I swear, if somebody could grab the
I mentioned
the
Beyonce
too,
Don.
Yeah, and the songs independent IDEMPEND. She got her own. But see, that's not welfare though. Those songs were talking about a bitch that is able to take care of her fucking self. It didn't say, I got a welfare bitch, and that bitch is independent. Those songs were saying this hoe got her own job, own house, own car, own this, got her own that. It didn't say that in the bitch get food stamps.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So could you give us an example of what Dr. York talking about when he say, that the cracker promotes the independence of the white.
You too fucking slick, nigga. You just too fucking slick. Don't you fucking do that to me.
I just asked you, I digress.
No, you're not digressing. You are fucking progressing with that damn statement. I don't even, where y'all at, 39?
38? I don't even know. We're about to go to 38. We just came up to 37.
Another reason for the welfare state, which the Caucasian has created for dark peoples, is the trick of making the females of other races independent of the males of their races. And this means that the females of our race will look up to the Caucasian man as her provider and protector and the one who has all the sense. I totally agree with that. When the female knows that she can quit her husband and get on welfare, this situation provides unnecessary broken homes, which is extremely bad for raising children because there is no father in the household to do his part with and for the offspring. And a responsible adult male is needed in all households that contain growing children, especially as a model for the male offspring. Where the independent come in at? You must have was still talking about a part previous.
Yeah, you read it when you first started, huh? You mentioned independent when you first started.
Okay. Another reason for the welfare state, which the Caucasian has created for darker peoples, is the trick of making the female of other races independent of males of their races.
And this means that the females of our race will look.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, so I can't give you a song like you was mentioned. I can't give you a fucking R&B group that's out that was advocating this shit. But I can say that I always said if there wasn't any welfare, if in other words, what would a woman say in order for her to depart from her husband or quit her husband, like he say? Because we do say, but first of all, let's do it this way. The only reason why the Caucasian knows to use that trick on females, and let's say of our races, fuck the elder ones for now, is because, and I will tell you why, because he know it's going to hurt your feelings. He know that the only way that a woman will feel threatened when in the sense of dependency is when the man doesn't treat her fairly when it comes to money. He knows that because he does it to his own bitch. Thus, he created a system where once your ego steps in or your breadwinning big chest comes in as your head of the household, it's your money, it's your this, that, and the third, it gives us or sends us a signal by saying, well, fuck you, nigga, and fuck your money. If all else fails, motherfucker, I'll go to fucking welfare. Fuck you and get my money there since it's all your shit and you all fucking head now. Because for some reason we feel like the men in our life don't play fair when it comes to them dead hunkies. Y'all will throw it up in our face and say, don't I take care of you, Apollonia? Haven't I been good to you? And shit like that over a dead hunky. So it's kind of like iffy, but I know that this motherfucker knows the trick because I don't really think that it's the Caucasian, really, even though Jews are Caucasians, but I think it was the Jew that basically set that system in place where all men of other races will always feel like he can control her with money. So a system is set up for the homes to be broken by her saying, well, fuck you. I'll go get it somewhere else, whether it's welfare or child support or anywhere else, which does break up the house. But like I said, the home ain't broken up from the outside. It's broken up from the inside.
Okay.
And the name of this topic is welfare and unemployment. But that's what I say, because I've been in those situations. You know what I'm saying? I've been in those situations where the first thing come to my mind is, fuck you, nigga. I'll just go goddamn, I'll leave your ass and get on fucking welfare and start my life from there without your little bitch ass. I've had those thoughts.
Until we go back to him for that dick, and then we want to sing that song, Are You Good? Is for that good dude.
I ain't never heard no song like that before. You know what I'm saying? But I've had that. I've been in that situation. But that's, again, that's a teenage situation. I was a teenager on welfare. When I was married, I just left the nigga. Went to school, became a lawyer, and then a judge. So I prevented the whole welfare shit. I wasn't even gonna, you know what I'm saying? I knew, you know, how to wither my way. But he used this conversation or this part as an adult motherfucker, husband and wives. He didn't say mates, boyfriends and girlfriends and baby mamas and baby daddies. This statement says, when the female knows that she can quit her husband, that's some legally married type shit. This ain't baby mama, baby daddy living together and they don't work out. This is like a union he's talking about, fucking marriage. I don't think that shit applies to us. It applies to married bitches. So I'm excluded. But he used the word quit her husband, though. You see what I'm saying, Babylon? When the female knows that she can quit her husband and get on welfare.
Absolutely.
This situation provides unnecessary broken homes. Because realistically speaking, this is 1967. Now, bring it up to date, we already know that ain't but like 20% of fucking niggas in America is married. That, and everybody else got different baby daddies and baby mamas that's in a relationship with, you know, with somebody. This shit is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Everybody got somebody, child in the house that ain't theirs right now. Just about.
Yeah, I agree, Donna. I mean, yeah.
But he did say this, though. A responsible adult male is needed in all households that contain growing children, especially as a model for the male offspring. He says a responsible adult male is needed in all households. And that's fucked up. That's so fucking fucked up, because we have 95% of just adult males may be in the house, but not responsible adult male in the Nubian family or the Ethiopian, whatever fuck you want to use today. But to have that responsible adult male in the house is needed. That shit is whoa. Where the fuck is that shit at?
Nubian are do you guys talk about the prison system as well?
Hell no. Nah. We ain't talking about the prison system. We talking about in the household. We ain't talking about prison.
But that's where the males are. I mean,
we don't know. No. That's not. If that's the case, then your daughter would be pregnant now. So we know that it's a whole bunch of niggas out here.
Well, no. What I mean is my experience from being a welfare mom at 16. Having a son and growing up in this system, especially in Texas, when the things that when he became of age, 13, he's very tall. He was tall, very dark skinned, very melanated, huge. He was a threat to them. They would always tell me, "Oh, he can't be here." I remember going into treatment, and one of the things that they said was, "Because some of the women have been raped, your child can't come with you." It's like, well, where is he going to go? Well, okay, he can come as long as he don't start trouble. Well, okay, I'm screaming at him. Okay, sit down. Be quiet. Hush. What the fuck else is he? His mentality today at home that he really has is that motherfucker that they're revolving fucking door. And that's the PCJC, whatever the fuck that is. I think. And I'm going to take it a little deeper. Some of them places I go in, I put this on everything I love. It looks like they have ox over them motherfuckers. Not the one with the palace, but they're just the one with the womb. It's a comforting fucking place. It appears.
I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
Okay. I'm just talking about the welfare state.
None of them niggas do either.
From it, you know. Excuse me for being so emotional about that shit. I get emotional.
No, ain't no problem. I'm
it's okay. They say a lot of women are emotional. But it says, and I quote again, a responsible adult male is needed in all households, not a male.
Women,
not a adult male. A responsible. The overall topic of this particular portion of Nine Ball is welfare and unemployment. So to have a responsible adult male in the house so that she wouldn't ever have to be, so that she wouldn't fall for the tricks of the Caucasian race, and so that she won't look at him, the Caucasian race, as her provider and protector.
Say it, Don.
Is to make sure that there's not just a male in the fucking house and not just that his license say 30 or over 21, but he has to be responsible. Because we got to ask this question. And let's just deal it on the 100 percentile question. If 99.9% of black women are on welfare, let's say that 99.9% of them bitches got a nigga in their life, too. And we all know that.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean that he's a responsible adult male. Because if he was a responsible adult male, 99.9% of black women wouldn't be on welfare. Once you get. But these bitches are choosing these irresponsible adult males, and she's
say
still
it
on welfare.
Say it.
Because only
a came all over
adult male, this bitch will have to give up welfare because there will be no need for it now. She can actually go back to Mr. White Man and say, you can take this shit and shove it, fuck nigga, because I got a responsible black adult male in my life.
All right.
But she knows she don't have one, so she keeps the fucking welfare, and she lets this nigga use her as a fucking toilet stool. And
say
drink out of these goddamn Capri Suns and shit up, and Fruity Pebbles that she get from welfare. He eat that shit up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's what we're talking about here. Because I ain't met a responsible. I have not met a.
Wait a minute. Taekwondo, you fucking wild. Taekwondo said, Don. Did you hear what Don said? This nigga talking out there. I'm listening, motherfucker. I'm learning this shit. That nigga tries to. Let me wind it back just a little bit. We about to go live in a minute, man.
Take this shit and shove it, fuck nigga, because I got a responsible black adult male in my life. But she knows she don't have one, so she keeps the fucking welfare, and she lets this nigga use her as a fucking toilet stool and drink all the children goddamn Capri Suns and shit up, and Fruity Pebbles that she get from welfare. He eat that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here. Because I ain't met a responsible, I have not met a bitch on welfare that has a responsible adult male in the house. Because if the bitch did, she wouldn't be on welfare.
Yeah, right.
Again, because the responsible adult male will be a master of economics, a master of employment, and a master of maintaining the goddamn household.
That right.
With her while there are growing children.
While
in
there
the
are growing children. That right.
She just got that nigga for herself. These niggas are not it.
All right.
She want a man, but she don't want a responsible man. That's all this shit.
She want a man, but she don't want a responsible man.
She want a man, but she don't want a responsible one. And she make us look bad.
That right.
Because if she had a responsible, see, like I said, man, if a bitch on welfare with no nigga, good. But bitch, you on welfare with a nigga. You got the wrong nigga.
You got the wrong nigga.
Got the wrong nigga.
Got the wrong nigga.
Single mother on welfare. But not a single mother with a nigga and on welfare.
All right
that now. Hand, that shit don't even, that don't even, that ain't even mathematically correct. That's what he's saying.
Yes. Come on, baby.
That's what he's saying right here. When the female knows that she can quit her husband and get on welfare, this situation provides unnecessary broken homes, which is extremely bad for raising children because there is no father in the household to do his part with and for the offspring. A responsible adult male is needed in all households that contain growing children, especially as a model for a male offspring.
Well,
we ain't talking about niggas in jail. We don't give a fuck about the niggas in jail. If he was a responsible adult male, he wouldn't be in that bitch.
That right.
And if I'm not mistaken, I've read the nine ball before, but correct me if I'm wrong. I don't even think the motherfucker talk about prison in a whole fucking paragraph on that shit. This ain't about them motherfuckers. This nine ball,
I don't remember hearing that neither.
Nine ball is not about you as a fucked up motherfucker. It's you with at least 90% of your fucking intellect. And all you need is five more to get that shit right.
That right.
Nine ball ain't for a motherfucker on Dubai Street and on the corner can't get it right because nine ball is not for you. You wouldn't even be able to wrap your mind around this shit we reading if you on Dubai Street and on the corner can't get it right. You got to cross the street first and start from the goddamn Christ series and God series and all that other and breaking the fucking spell series and right knowledge series and shit like that first. Because Nineball, he said that motherfuckers wasn't ready for it when it came out in the fucking 60s. So he held this shit back because he already knew even the motherfuckers that was maybe 25 and 30 our age in the 60s couldn't wrap their mind around this shit.
No way. Mm-mm. All right.
Not when that shit started off with 6 ether and 9 ether. Not when it starts off with chemicals and gases in the universe and new words like Leviathan and Zodiac. The chat room is back open. I apologize, y'all. Here it is right here.
This is too good. This is so good. This is so good. This is so good.
But this shit here is to prevent any of us from feeling like we have to utilize 6 ether forces. This is what this is for. This is for motherfuckers who finally all got 2 feet, and if shit ever hits the fan, least we not go back and ask the devil for help. This is what this shit
that
is
right.
for. People who have already progressed far enough to now have non-knowledge where we can just start to use our mind and create and rather than beg. rather than bad. Need the forces. Trust in the forces of nature. This is what this shit is for. This ain't, you know what I'm saying, how to stay out of jail or how to goddamn, if you on welfare, get the fuck off of it. This is just showing if you ever been on it and ain't on it. If you got a nigga, know that this nigga should be like this. If you got a woman, know that this woman should be like this. If you're going to teach your child, know that the truth needs to be taught to them and not Mr. White. It's just, this is what this shit is about. This is a blueprint to becoming straight up non-ether and relying only on the natures to assist you. Not nothing else.
Yeah, right.
Which we all struggle with.
I really like Dawn. And for the record, honey, this bitch got a missing son right now.
Shit, we're going to have to rewind this shit tomorrow. I mean that shit. We got to take this shit back where I fucking goddamn, because, you know, I have to do something. See a man about a horse.
Oh, okay. We can go that far, though.
But I just wanted him to rewind it back to 35 for me. Cause this
I'm with it.
Can you rewind it back to 35 for me?
35. The Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare or any other dependent position, because how militant can one get on welfare? How independent can one become on welfare?
That's the question. Anybody going to answer that?
I just tried. Okay. I mean, yeah, you can't. You can't fight back. You can't say, I want my son in the house. You can't say, I want my father, the children's father, in the house, because we may not be, we're totally independent, but we're striving to become that. We can't do that on welfare. You just can't do that. You can't be militant at all. You have to submit to what they say. Get the fuck out, nigga. Come back on Friday, motherfucker, when we do what we do. You know what's up.
And the only reason why we're saying that shit, come back on Friday, because he ain't supposed to be there on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Saturday, or Sunday. Not if we on welfare. What the fuck he doing here?
Yeah.
So that is true. How militant, you're right, how militant can one get on welfare when the bitch got to tell the nigga to fucking leave because they coming over to inspect or some shit.
I mean, and this
but
might
he ain't
somebody
supposed to be there.
If
somebody else got to come and inspect the goddamn house, she got the wrong nigga. He's supposed to get her out of that shit.
I've seen that on a job where you see people like love to cater to the white man and go to him and beg for like certain favors and things like that, to act kind of retarded, and they become the white man's favorite employee, you know, being at his mercy. And at the same time, the white man kind of gets a feeling of being like God amongst Negroes like that, that love to be dependent upon them and feed and live off those particular things that the white man can give to them.
You're talking about as far as the worker is concerned, right?
Yeah, work in anything. Like, I've seen that in, like, many genres. When you see, like, white people being in a position of giving, they feel like they're a benevolent master. Like, I can give, I can take, I can do what I want to do because you're at my mercy. So I see a lot of times they love that position of giving because they have the power at that point.
Just like what happening now, right? Good example. What that motherfucker telling all y'all niggas. If you don't go to the bar and drink a whole bunch of shots, you fired.
Yeah. You know, you can't get militant, like I said. Either you see it at work, you see it in welfare. You know, you see people going out begging for housing. It's always putting you in a position of begging. You want to get to condition you to beg at all times. There's always, you always feeling like, you know, every time you see them, you feeling like you got to go there and basically prostrate towards them. And it's in your spirit or in your soul, you prostrate towards them because, you know, they have the key to your survival. You know, as far as like work life, even going downtown asking for grants if you got a business, you know, this whole thing is, and also,
begging the government for
also let them know what your needs and your wants are in your life. So you actually praying to them most of the times when you come to begging, you know. Because if I say I need, can I, Mr. White Man, can I get $100 extra? My daughter going out of town and she need to do this, she need to do that. You know, he know what's going on in your household. You know, so it makes him feel like he's God at that point of being, being the listener to your pleas. You know, just like a judge. You know, you plead before the judge. So you plead, you ask him, you know, before you, or your livelihood from them. And the whole thing is to condition you to continue to get you in a state and your mind state of every time you see a white person that they feel you want, they want you to feel like they have the key to your life. You know, they can change it and they can make it better if they want to. Thing I get from it.
Well, I want to still want to know what happened next with Don. Give me a second. I know I could find out tomorrow, first hour of the Don Nicole Young Show.
Gosh, depending on when you want to become on welfare.
Never.
I think one can, though, but, you know, but go ahead. But that's just me talking.
Well, hey, go ahead, expound.
There's no difference than getting a job. You can actually become independent eventually from the amount of money that you make. And that's the same thing with welfare. If a person, or let's say the dope gang, shit, before it catches up with them. But it doesn't matter. Your only mission is to get out of it before it's too late. Before they get rid of you, or before they cut you off, or before they lock you up. And because there is no system that black people put in place, be it welfare, be it doing anything illegal, or be it doing getting a job, they don't put a system, a working system, towards what they're looking forward to that could get them away from Mr. White Man completely, away from Mr. Caucasian J-O-B, J-A-I-L, or welfare. They just don't do it. So the only promising thing that they have to look forward to is their next check, whether it's welfare check or the work that they fucking do at his job check. Or the next sale. That's the only thing they look forward to. They don't know how to say, I'm going to stack this paper and get myself into a better situation where it's something I create for myself and my family. So thus, you got the same type of people who do 30 years in jail, who spend 30 years on a job, and who spend 30 years on fucking welfare. And those people have children that go into the same fucking system. Their children spend 30 years on a job, or 30 years on welfare, or 30 years in jail.
Yeah, he was talking about that in economics. Oh, no, the equality.
Oh, shit, I missed all that. That's what we
yeah,
started
he talked
at.
About that equality. He's talking about that in equality, non-equality. Right in the Zach. Yeah, I missed that, too.
See, we're going to rewind this shit, Babylon, in a new day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pause it right there, but I'm going to rewind it back in the new day, even though Don Colion, I'll talk about it in the old new day of January. But I'm going to rewind it back to 1 hour 48 minutes. I'll just be patient, but this is good. This particular nine ball, the and I, it's only good because Dawn is sad, believe it or not. Her son is missing. The police keep coming, and so shit. You know what I'm saying? She got to talk to the police and all this other type of shit. And but they still know how to swing that truth at motherfuckers regardless. That's what I like about this bitch. She still know how to motherfucking perform. That's what I like about this bitch. No matter what the fuck is going on, this bitch still know how to motherfucking perform around this bitch. And so, yeah. This one caught me completely off guard that, you know what I'm saying, this particular nine ball that just started, count three, part two. First hour was Donna Coleon show, though, but, yeah, this shit kind of caught me off guard. I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on and shit? You know what I'm saying? The way the younger Don came on and shit, said things are not going good. You know, she opened up a can of worms and all this stuff. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicolio Show. Great day, Neff. Great day, everybody, on the call lines. Great day, everybody, over there in the after party. Special shout-out to all my niggas over there on Lockdown Radio. Hope all is well with y'all. I got some good news and some bad news. The bad news, I'm going to give it to you first. The bad news, I got to end the show around 3 o'clock or some probably 3:15. And the good news is because I got better things to motherfucking do. So I got to end this bitch early. And so, yeah, we ain't going all the way to 4 o'clock because I got some shit to do, all right? Maybe not. Who knows? But that's just a heads up, though. But everybody on the call lines, hope you doing well. The call-in number is 425-569-5274. Chop it up with us, man. Great day once again, Neff. Neff said creation comes out of what you envision. Yep. And if they envision something given, well, in regards to the whole welfare and unemployment, and if they envision those type of visions, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's always another way out. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. You know, I always look at life as if I'm catching hell where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? I will go somewhere, long as it's better. That's it for me. You know what I'm saying? So let's say now somebody, matter of fact, let's deal with prison. I read a story on the live one time, right, on Facebook Live about 2 weeks ago. And I actually read it to my son and his girl on the phone with me. But anyway, the story went something like this, okay? And okay, get it, follow it closely. And it went like this. A man wake up in the middle of the night, goes and sit in the kitchen and drinking, makes him some coffee or something, and he drinks and he's sitting there and he's crying. Got it? Can everybody see it? Shortly after, his wife walks in the kitchen and see his back turned while he drinks coffee, and she sees him also sniffles and tears and wipe tears from his eyes. And so she sits down next to him, and she asks him, are you okay? What's wrong? And he says, do you know what today is? Today is our anniversary. And she says, oh, my God, you remember. You remember today is our anniversary. He said, yeah, and do you remember when we first met? And she was like, yeah, I remember when we first met. He said, and you remember when we, first had sex? She said, yeah, I remember that day when we first had sex. And he says, we had sex in the back seat of my car. Do you remember that? He said, yeah. She said, yeah. He said, and your father showed up with a shotgun pointing to my face. And he said, if I don't marry you now, I'm going to jail for 20 years. He's going to lock me up for 20 years. She said, yeah, I remember that. And he says, with tears in his eyes, back to her, this would be the day I would have got out of jail. Y'all ain't gonna get that shit. Y'all too motherfucking slow to get that. Y'all won't get it. Y'all can't get it. Y'all ain't gonna, anybody get it? Anybody get it? Huh? Yay, nay, yay. They, she doc, you get it. You get it. Nephew, you get it. Yeah. Nigga, he would have felt, he would have been in a better place than to be with that bitch for 20 years. He should have chose prison. So my situation, my mentality is that any place is hell to me, I would choose prison. I would choose something that most people don't even want to be in. But as long as I'm not in that fucking situation I'm in, you know what I'm saying? I'll sleep on the sidewalk outside and be peace and be living in fucking peace. I'll sleep in my fucking car. I will sleep in a fucking homeless shelter while other homeless motherfuckers in the shelter like, damn, my life is fucked up. But I chose to get the fuck away from a hell. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the envision is, how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Uh-huh. To get away from a situation, because it's kind of like no matter what it is. And I remember even having a conversation with Dr. York when they were saying, I got this little interview out and all that type of shit. And then he said some shit to me like, you know, anybody that get a hold of my voice, you know what I'm saying, could be a fucking millionaire. But he was saying in the conversation, he was basically saying, well, I took it as whatever. But my response to him was, look, motherfucker, I would stay in the fucking ghetto. I would stay in the ghetto, and I still would be the fucking king and queen of that shit. I still run that shit. So it doesn't matter. Like, wherever, well, you know what I'm saying? This is why I'm not hard up on money. This is why I leave a motherfucker quick, fast, in a hurry. I would go down and still be at peace or go up and still be at peace. I don't need none of this shit. So the moment shit becomes stressful, I don't give a fuck if it's job or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. I would be unemployed. And be a smiling, unemployed motherfucker. I'm not finna take that shit. The fuck? And everybody else would be looking like you a stupid motherfucker to leave your job. And, yep, and so, yep. And if I leave a motherfucker, they'll say you a stupid motherfucker. I may be stupid, but I got a smile on my face. I feel like a hell. I've got out of hell. So with this guy, with the story of the husband and the wife and shit, this nigga would have actually been released from jail, prison, which people would prefer is worse than being with a motherfucker you stuck with. But he actually sat there crying because if he would have went to jail, he would have been out that night. He would have been released that day, and that would have been the happiest day of his fucking life. But that day of the anniversary is not the happiest day of his fucking life. He's miserable. So the envision that when Neff said it, I was thinking of, like, you got a man envisioning that he should have chose prison for 20 goddamn years than married to this bitch for 20 fucking years. It would have been a hell of a lot better. You know what I'm saying? So I see it as you just never know why people choose what they choose. Why they choose what they choose. You just never know why someone choose what may appear to be a worse situation when they had something better. But something better could have been is the worst situation for them. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting how, you know, how we look at something and someone leaves something that appears to be good on the outside, but that person knows I'm going to have to leave it regardless. You know what I'm saying? And whether it was good for those that look at it as good, it was bad for that person. And so it looks like now wherever that person is, they're a fool, they're stupid, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have done that and all that other type of shit. But they envision this would be death for them. And so when they leave what is considered death, and it may look like a whole nother death to someone looking in, but it looked like the beginning for them. You know what I'm saying? It's a beginning to climb a whole different stairway, even though they're at the bottom of it from leaving what other people may think the top. But now they're back at the beginning again by choice and not by death. A choice, a decision to live. You know what I'm saying? A decision to live. It's amazing that even when I look at Judge Mathis, juvenile delinquent, goes to jail, do his time, and inside there study law, and later became a lawyer and then a judge. You know what I'm saying? And I can imagine, you know what I'm saying, his friends or his family, his mom, his dad. It's like that's the worst thing you could have ever done is to get yourself in prison. But that was his uprising. That was his liberation. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand that you know, when my mother married for since the 70s, I think, 68, 69, and now it is the 80s, and she went still married with four children, and she got herself on welfare. That was her liberation. You know what I'm saying? That was her uprising. No matter what nigga was in the house, but she had to do that. And that started her, you know what I'm saying? Which y'all, of course, may look at it as bad. Just wait. Homeboy should have chose prison with that shotgun in his fucking face and be stuck with that bitch for 20 years. But that was her uprising. You know what I'm saying? That was her way to, you know what I'm saying? It looks like the bottom, but that was her way on to the top, up to the top. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You get the point? You know what I'm saying? Of course, my dad was mad and shit because they came after his ass wanting that 30 grand back that gave her for welfare. But that goes back to the responsible adult male in the house. You know what I'm saying? But our choices, I already know our wrong choices that we make makes us start to make the right choices. And the right choices look like the wrong choices. You know what I'm saying? To the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? So none would overstand the choices that one makes after leaving something that the outside looking in think is a great situation. That could be hell for them. So now you make another choice, which is the complete opposite, you know what I'm saying, of your current situation or your current state. And that is better for you, but none would overstand that, even though it looks like you at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Even though it looks like you at the bottom and you may have lost your fucking mind on the outside looking in, but for some reason you feel a sense of security, a sense of awareness, a sense of confidence, a sense of well-being after that, no matter what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? So, and I have to tell you, if you ever look at the story of Lucifer, so-called being kicked out, sense of peace, yeah, this nigga never regretted it. The story doesn't continue that Lucifer's countenance dropped and is pleading his way to get back into heaven. The motherfucker didn't want it anyway. He was put in that situation without him saying, in his right mind, consciously saying, this is where I want to be. You understand? So a lot of our situations that we were placed in, we've never asked for this shit. We've never said, this is where I want to be. We woke up and was like, where the fuck am I? You know what I'm saying? So with Lucifer being put in Malakut as a little baby and wasn't given a choice until he was old enough, you know what I'm saying, to realize, kick me the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. So we follow the story of Lucifer. This nigga ain't knocking on heaven's door. This nigga ain't knocking on heaven's door trying to get back the fuck in because he never asked to be there. He never wanted that shit. This nigga ain't a daffer. You know what I'm saying? This nigga ain't a daffer. This is a motherfucker that woke up as an infant baby in that bitch trying to figure out where is his mother and where the fuck is his father and then ask for it. So you find out later that this motherfucker ain't even knocking on heaven's door. Want to get back in. So they did Lucifer a favor to tell him to leave, get the fuck out. But he ain't never come back, did he? He never came back. He ain't like he want to come back to that shit. So a lot of our choices are not our choices. We didn't make these choices in our experience. So we'll take the lesser path if this is the greater, but we didn't even ask for this shit. And everybody else is looking at it like on the outside looking in, look at your life, and they're looking at, you know what I'm saying, you was already, you had a great life or some old shit. I ain't asked for that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asked for that. That ain't something I fucking chose. Then they say, well, look at you now. It's worse now. No, it's better now. It's better. It's better because you got out of that. What appeared to be heaven, but it was hell. You know what I'm saying? And what appears to be hell is heaven because in reality, we make our own heaven and hell. Yes or no? We create our own heaven and hell. The key word is we create our own heaven or hell. And none of us was able to create our own heaven or hell. It was someone else's choosing that got us in either heaven or hell. But either way, that heaven became hell, and we want to create our own heaven because that ain't us. So we have that power to create our own shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to really look at your fucking life and realize that a lot of the choices you didn't even fucking make. You know what I'm saying? You just went along with the shit. And that became hell once you woke up and realized where the fuck you really was. And now you leave that shit. No matter what it looked like, I don't give a fuck. That motherfucker can look like the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Delight. But that ain't what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You ain't ask for that. You ain't choose for that. You know what I'm saying? So you go build your own because we are supposed to create our own state, our own state of reality and shit. Whether it's heaven or hell, let me create that. You know what I'm saying? But you don't just throw me in some shit that I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So we wake up from that shit. But it always going to look bad. Welfare looks bad to those on the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? Leaving a good situation looks bad to those on the outside looking in. But to those that's on the inside, have no issue with that shit. It's only the motherfuckers on the outside. You know what I'm saying? I would never do no shit like that. Well, I fucking will because it's my goddamn life and it's better than the one I just left from. You know what I'm saying? It's better than that. And that's why the man cries at the table. I would have motherfucking goddamn just walked out a free man if I would have chose prison than this bullshit. I love that fucking story. Because there's only a few will understand what the fuck that shit is, man. Like, you know, only a few will understand. Like, this ain't it, man. This shit ain't it, goddamn it. Why you think people died? People killed themselves. You know what I'm saying? Killed themselves in a $100 million house. Killed themselves in a goddamn $200,000 car. This is miserable. This is not it. You know what I'm saying? Why you fucking think that shit? People kill themselves with the family that you always wanted. You know what I'm saying? And they kill themselves in a White House with a picket fence and a dog named Old Yeller. Because I'd rather take death. I'd rather die than live another day in this shit that is the American dream. It becomes a lot of people nightmares. Because it's not really what they really wanted. And that's why they killed themselves. That's why they checked the fuck out. This shit ain't it. I ain't asked for this shit. The fuck? Right? Let's start this motherfucker over again. God damn it. Let's start this bitch over. Hell no. Hell no. Hell to the no. What great day again, Neff. Neff said, my family wondered why I left. The only one who overstood was my mother. Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, man, you done left something good, didn't you? And look at you. At the bottom. And rose right to the top of all your choosing. Yeah, on the outside looking in, man, that should be one thing, though. But if you ain't motherfucker, you miserable motherfucker. I'm always with a motherfucker. I'm quick to tell a motherfucker, yo, if you sick and tired, motherfucker, if you can't take it, walk away. I don't give a shit what it is. If that becomes too much for you, motherfucker, get away. I don't give a damn. That's my shit. That's my shit right there, goddamn it. I don't think nobody need to die in something. It's all about life. It's not about death. It's about life. And most people don't have that intelligence to live. So they prefer to die. You know what I'm saying? They prefer to die, and that's the only way they could live. I prefer to kill that which I'm in and walk, burn that bitch down, Shedock, and walk away with a cigarette in my fucking hand and the clothes on my back, and that's it. It's non-ether anyway, and I think this is what all this nine ball time traveling is conveying, you know what I'm saying? Basically what they all been saying. Niggas need to burn it down and walk the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? They need to burn it down and walk the fuck away. You know? I have not literally met a happy nigga with white man. I haven't met them yet, or a black man, or a Jew man. I haven't met a happy nigga with a black woman or a black man. I've never seen a happy nigga yet. You hear me? Working for these motherfuckers, I've never seen a happy nigga. All I've seen is a bunch of niggas complaining about where they clock in to, Neff. I've never, even my daughter, the only motherfucker who is goddamn working like a fucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? Complaining. You know what I'm saying? Complaining. Just fucking complaining. You're never going to be happy. If you got complaints, that means you need to do for self. You know what I'm saying? You got to do for self. Gotta cease the complaining. If you do for self, that's it. It'll cease the complaining. I'm telling you, ain't nothing more goddamn liberating. Ain't nothing more peaceful. Ain't nothing more blissful. Ain't nothing more serene. Serene is to do for self. For real. Get in that fucking plantation, rob that cracker of all the cotton, and set up your own cotton gin. Period. That's what you're supposed to do. Get in that motherfucker, get the money, stack the paper, invest in your own shit, and tell that motherfucker go fuck yourself. You're done. You're out. You got your own whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? You know? And at least your backbreaking, your pain in your own choice is bearable. Because it's you tending the ground, your own ground. You know what I'm saying? Tending to your own business. You know what I'm saying? It's you doing this by choice, by intellect. Because this is you taking care of self. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different. know what I'm saying? You can't really complain the way in your own creation. You don't really, the complaints are a little bit, it's totally different. You do it with you. If your back hurts, you'll still do it. And you know why your back hurts, because this your shit. This your shit. This your back-breaking idea. You know what I'm saying? This is your back-breaking fucking business. Why break your back in another motherfucker shit? So it looks better. You wear it better because it's your shit. But you don't wear it better when you breaking your back in another motherfucker's shit and it ain't even yours. You know what I'm saying? This what this shit is. This what this shit is all about. So you have a choice. Leave them bastards. Leave them bastards and lose your mind in your own world. It's more sane to lose your mind in the world that you build than to lose your mind in a world that somebody else built that your ass is in. That's insanity. I want to be insane in my own motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? I want to lose my mind in my own motherfucking shit. I want to complain in my own shit. I don't want to complain in your shit. That's what this shit is about. Insane in my own mind. Hell yeah, with your own enterprise, your own shit. Like, for real. For real, it's a different breakdown. I tell you that much. It's a different mental breakdown. It's a different nervous breakdown. It's a different, that shit different because it's all etherical at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You birthed this world. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's going to have its advantages and disadvantages, and you ain't going to have a good day in the world that you built. But at least it's yours. At least it's motherfucking yours, right? That's all that matters. At least it's yours. At least it's yours. I would hear owners complain, business owners. But the complaint is the most beautiful complaint I've ever heard. Somebody who owns their own shit. And they would say, I'm spending $100,000 a year on keeping the company insured. And then I got to pay this, and then I got to pay that. And that is like one of the most beautiful fucking complaints I've ever heard from a Negro than a Negro working for some cracker and coming and complaining about what the fuck happened on the goddamn job. But to hear these niggas create their own motherfucking world and complain about what they got, man, and how much they got to put out and spend out and all that fucking shit, man. I'm telling you, that is the best fucking complaint ever. It's the best fucking complaint ever. Sheeda, you want to turn me down? Turn that apple party down. Did you mean to push one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I muted the after party.
Well, girl, we hear it.
Is there a way
to
do that?
Yeah. Well, girl, we hear it. Yeah.
Okay, evidently there's no way to do that, so I'm going to have to mute at the phone then.
Yeah, X out the after party. Just close out the after party.
Did that work? Did it work?
Mm-hmm.
I just asked it. Did it work?
Mm-mm.
No, it didn't. Mm-mm.
Clear your cachet. Were you on your phone on the after party?
You still see me in the after party?
Check. It's still there, baby.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you are at the after party.
Okay.
So hang up and call back then.
All right.
It's a reverb.
I finally figured out how to do it.
It's an echo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's probably, yeah, because the connections here stink. But, yeah. Because I'm willing to suffer whatever as long as I know what I got is mine. I don't want to go to nobody else's stuff. Came home from out of the country. I was willing to live in a place catching six mice a day as long as I know I didn't have to stay in nobody else's shit. I didn't have to put up with nobody else's shit. As long as I was doing my own shit. As long as I got my own and I got people doing stuff to sabotage it and shit like that, and I'm doing stuff to fix this and fix that because of outside sabotage, but it's mine.
All right.
And that's the main thing about it. I will go through whatever I got to go through because there's going to be a through. As you're going through, you're going to come out the other side. So I'm going to go ahead on through until I get to that other side. But I'll be daggone if I'm going to be crawling up somebody else's ass telling them to take care of me because that's not how my life works.
Oh.
And plenty of the first nigga I was with, that's what I was talking about, my grass skirt and my knife. When it was time for us to split up, I took my clothes and I left. Anything we bought out together was his. I ain't care none about it. I learned about the Yappies.
You breaking
society.
Up. Hang
island.
Up and call back. Hang up and call back in. You breaking up. We getting this loud reverb.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. That works.
Yeah, we got 40 minutes. Yeah, that's a loud reverb right there. I can't do it. Look here. We're going to get into episode 2, Mind Your Mind for the Jews of Your Soul, before I get up out of here. And we on scroll 4. I got the book. I can do that PDF file, ladies and gentlemen. So I really want to take it back a little bit, but I don't really have to, simply because it's already recorded on archive. So Mind Your Mind for the Jewels of Your Soul, scroll 4, Health and Relaxation, Cologne. Lo, O my children, what I must impart upon your minds is the importance of a healthy mind, body, and soul, and a proper relaxation. Remember, my child, the very words healthy and health begins with the word heal, H-E-A-L. To heal oneself is step one. Write that down. To heal oneself is step one. To heal one's mind will heal one's whole body. And relaxation is simply to learn to relax. What you must always remember is by taking proper care of your physical body, you are protecting your inner spirit. Let's do it again. What you must always remember is by taking proper care of your physical body, you are protecting your inner spirit. And by poisoning your physical body, be it drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, junk food, sugars, or salts, and I can go on, you are doing serious harm to your spirit, and it becomes weaker and weaker. Through the teachings of the ancient mystic order of Melchizedek, you will be taught on how to nourish your body as well as your soul. Know ye that proper exercise, proper breathing, proper relaxation, proper diet, and intake of much water and positive thinking are the requisite attendant that lead to a healthy, dynamic, and effective existence. Let's do it again. You will be taught on how to nourish your body as well as your soul. Know ye that proper exercise, proper breathing, proper relaxation, proper diet, and intake of much water and positive thinking are the requisite attendant that lead to a healthy, dynamic, and effective existence. This is key. Proper relaxation is needed to maintain mental, spiritual, and physical health. The key word is proper relaxation. The key word here is proper. Just for the hell of it. I don't know what proper is, but it feels like, you know what I'm saying, you got to do it right. I think that's what proper actually would really mean, to do it right. You know what I'm saying? Proper.
look at the word proper for the hell of it. Yeah, that isn't me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You think you're relaxing. You're doing it wrong. Got to do it proper. Truly what's said, okay, this is the British version. Genuine, actual, true, that's proper, correct. Yeah, that's it. Correct, true, genuine. Correctly, satisfactory, or correctly, that's proper. So, proper relaxation, proper diet, and intake of much water and positive thinking are the requisite attendant that lead to a healthy, dynamic, and effective existence. Proper relaxation is needed to maintain mental, spiritual, and physical health. Proper relaxation is needed to maintain mental, spiritual, and physical health. Many of you think that relaxation involves leaving home for some exotic place where the mind and body are ceaselessly pumped with stimulants and depressants and a full range of other damaging delights. True relaxation, boys and girls, true relaxation comes from removing the stimuli, visual, edible, and otherwise, and turning into the inner awareness. Let's do it again. True relaxation comes from removing the stimuli, visual, edible, and otherwise, and turning it into the inner awareness. Like any piece of sturdy machinery, Enosite's physical and mental bodies can take quite a bit of abuse before giving any signs of protest. Unfortunately, in Western thinking, it has become a practice to ignore the basic rules of health and to think that appeal here or appeal there, which relieves symptoms, will actually bring about well-being. Quite the opposite is true. Pain in the body is a warning. Number one, pain in the body is a warning. Like the red light on the instrument panel of a car. Taking this pill or that compound of chemicals to remove the symptoms is the same as taking a hammer and breaking the red light. It does nothing to solve the problem, and in fact, may make it worse. While only giving the appearance of helping, like a car on the instrument panel, like a red light on the instrument panel of a car. Taking this pill or taking compound of chemicals to remove the symptoms is the same as taking a hammer and breaking the red light on your dashboard. Big-ass red light, the warning that something bad about to happen to your fucking car, and you take a hammer to it. It's the same thing by you throwing pills down your damn body, thinking that's going to help. Many chemicals ingested are not useful to the body and cannot be eliminated and are therefore merely stored. The medicines accumulate along with the food additives that are eaten in such abundance. On the average of 25 pounds per person per year. You heard that? Let's do it again. The medicines accumulate along with the food additives that are eaten in such abundance. On the average of 25 pounds per year per person per year. And they combine with each other to literally poison the system. So the food additives plus the drugs, oh my goodness, plus the drugs, what the fuck, is stored in your body. Yeah. So plus the medicines accumulate along with the food additives that are eaten in such abundance on the average of 25 pounds per person per year. And they combine with each other to literally poison the system. The effects may not be felt for many years. This does not mean that there is no need for modern medicine. Yet, herb or herb of your own is much better. I totally agree. Totally agree. Anyway, often doctors are considered to have some form of absolute knowledge. Too often, frequent visits to the local general practitioner, specialist, or psychologist are substituted for living a healthy life. You get that? When you go fuck with them, you're substituting living a healthy life. You're substituting. Most of the diseases of the mind and body can be eliminated by following the five basic points. And this is A through E. Proper exercise, proper breathing, proper relaxation, proper diet with much water, positive thinking, prayer, and meditation. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. Scroll 5, diet. Lo, thou should ponder on taking proper diet for thyself, which you can also learn through the teachings of the ancient and mystic order of Melchizedek. Improper diet is another hindrance to spiritual progress. I totally agree. Oh, you're talking about a struggle for a player. Improper diet is another hindrance to spiritual progress. All foods have distinct energies. Just as the physical body is formed from the gross physical portions of the foods that are eaten, so the mind is formed from the more subtle portions. If the food is impure, the mind also becomes impure. Cigarettes, liquor, narcotics, and fast foods, and too much meat are the most detrimental. In fact, meat at all. Meals should be simple, light, and nutritious. Seafood, my child, is healthy, however, none in excess. Most people eat far more than is necessary, merely out of habit or for a sense of gratification. An immoderate diet is the cause of the great majority of diseases. Let's do it again. Immoderate diet is the cause of the great majority of diseases which are encountered in modern society. All agree? Yes. The mind is always looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. Say it. The mind is always looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. That is so true. That's why you got to watch it and cuss that motherfucker out. The motherfucker came at me, I think, today. Forgot what the fuck he said to me. He tried to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? I said, motherfucker, no, we gonna do this shit. We gonna do this motherfucking shit. The fuck? Like, I mean, if when you start to study that shit, the moment you begin, the mind is so true. It always wants to avoid discipline. That's why you have to train it, get it on your side. It is difficult. I ain't bullshitting you. It come at me all the time. Like a badass child want to go outside and play, don't want to do nothing where it builds up discipline. The mind is always looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. Sweet O'Shun said, I cuss that bitch out every day. Girl, me too. And you know when you find out you don't cuss that bitch out, that means that motherfucker got away with it, didn't it? Got away with it. Got away with it. Got away with it. That motherfucker like the taste, feel, all that. It feeds off our senses and it gets nothing. Nothing bad happens to it. Only happens to us. That's how the mind works. You must always listen to the inner voice of the self. There is two sides to you, 180 degrees of agreeable and 180 degrees of disagreeable. 1% is all that is needed to shift your emotions. How do you watch the mind see him? You can hear it tell you to do that. The difference is, okay, let's say you want to stop whatever it is you're doing. You got it? And the mind knows that you want to stop. So let's say you just said it, and it's 2:32, right? Let's say smoking. I'm just going to use smoking because that's what most people, I don't fucking say I'm going to stop smoking. But let's say 2:32, fuck it, I'm not smoking. The mind knows that you're not smoking, and it just heard that you're not smoking. So the mind will taunt you, right? Because the mind will taunt you and be like, goddamn, it's 2:33. The fuck, get a cigarette. And you end up getting a cigarette. But the moment you start to discipline yourself, that's how much you can hear your fucking mind trying to convince your ass to stop doing it. Stop doing this discipline. Stop working out. Because it wants to do what it was naturally doing before you made up your mind that you're going to exercise and you're not going to eat this and you're going to fast today, as an example, especially in fasting. You know what I'm saying? Because the mind is already, it remembers, you know what I'm saying, that you ate every day, all day. And now all of a sudden you want to fast. So you go to the first hour and the mind is okay. The second hour, it starts to whisper. You can hear it, C9. Tell your ass, you know what I'm saying, like, goddamn, you know what I'm saying, go on and eat that. Remember how that shit was. It reminds you like the chocolate cake in the window of the bakery that you pass by. So it wants that. And see, if you wasn't striving for discipline, the mind wouldn't have to taunt you. My mind ain't never taunted me until I started to focus on discipline myself, not eating this, not doing that, working out, not sitting down so long, get on the treadmill. I mean, for real. And hey, this motherfucker, I remember the first day I took my first walk on the treadmill. That motherfucker was taunting me for 5 fucking minutes. I'm 5 minutes on it. It was telling me to get the fuck off. Don't you want to smoke a cigarette? Shit like that. Just smoke a cigarette. Don't you want to smoke a cigarette? Don't you want to smoke a cigarette? Get off. Goddamn. And I would hear that shit tell me basically to convince me to have fun, do something that I'm used to doing. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was damn near 10 years ago now. And here it is 10 years later, you know what I'm saying? I added another regimen to my health, and this motherfucker taunts me. When I say it taunts me, it'll tell me. If I'm about to do it, it'll tell me, look at the time. You ain't going to have enough time to fucking do that shit. So you might as well just get on the treadmill. Now it tells me to get on the treadmill and smoke a cigarette and play my motherfucking video game than to do that workout that I'm doing. Prior to that, 10 years ago, it was telling me get off the fucking treadmill. You know what I'm saying? Get off the treadmill, make me an egg sandwich, and smoke me a goddamn cigarette. Because it cannot, now that it's a groove in my record and impression now, the mind is okay with me on the fucking treadmill or okay with me walking. But it's not okay with me walking it's not okay when I add this other workout regimen. And it's not okay when I add that I'm just going to drink nothing but water all day. It's not okay with that shit. It's like, bitch, don't you want that lamb chop you had 2 weeks ago? Don't you want a chocolate cake? I mean, it's like, it's amazing. So it's trying to get back in its groove and become like a record over and over again. And I'm trying to break the groove and create a whole new groove. And it comes in and try to scratch the record and let's go back to ourselves, because the mind is always looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. You got it, baby? So see him say, oh, shit, that's what I go through when I be all up in my head. That's what that is. Yeah. So you are really hearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine prior to you just living the life where the mind controls you? and then all of a sudden you take the wheel and this motherfucker on the passenger side saying, let's stop at such and such house now. Nah, I don't fuck with them no more. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Let's go here. Let's go to McDonald's. Let's stop here. Let's stop there. Hell nah, we're not going there. Leave me the fuck alone. And the moment you take the fucking wheel, you hear that motherfucker just bothering the shit out of you because it doesn't. Because of what is looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. Because the mind seeks pleasure. And the more it have, the more it wants. So it is a motherfucker, man. That shit, there's a motherfucker. And it's amazing because I wouldn't have never known that that's what it is until I started reading it. The first time I actually read the Living Soul chapter, because the mind is all in that bitch, and it finally hit. And what hit me, C9, was the part where he says the mind does not like to be watched. And when the moment you cuss that motherfucker out or watch that motherfucker, and you can see what it's trying to do to your ass, it does not like that shit. It gets quiet. It disappears. But it come back with a vengeance later. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it catches you off guard. That mind is, it's a motherfucker. That shit is interesting when you know you can see it, what's happening. When you are not knowing, it runs amok. It uses you. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how people don't want to be used by people, but motherfucker, it ain't the people. You got a fucking mind that's pimping the shit out your motherfucking ass. You got a mind that's pimping the shit out of you that is playing your motherfucking ass to the left, and you ain't got enough sense to get right. And the moment you got enough sense to get right, hear this motherfucker come, because it doesn't like discipline. It don't like that shit. That's why you have to fight it. It's a slave. You have to beat that motherfucker in submission. You don't beat your wife. You don't beat your kids. You don't beat your dog. You beat your own fucking mind in submission. You get your shit together. You beat the hell out that motherfucker. You cuss that motherfucker out because you want it to do right by you, because that's yours. Everybody else got to do the same shit if they, you know what I'm saying, ever wake up and realize that it's the mind the whole fucking time. This is why they keep saying mental illness, mental illness, mental illness, but they want to give you a pill for that. They should give you a whip so you can whip that fucking mind. Whip it. Whip it good. Because that's the motherfucker that got your ass doing the dumbest shit ever. I get pissed every time it wins. I get mad. It is powerful. It's on a mission, okay? And I have failed so many fucking times, and I already know I'm going to fail again because it's a sneaky motherfucker. It's a sneaky bitch. As a matter of fact, it tried to come at me yesterday. Sure did. I was working out right before the show started. And, was it the show? I don't know. I was listening to something. Next thing I know, it reminded me of something horrible that happened in my life. I can't remember now because right when I finished, I think I was doing, what was yesterday? I was probably doing some plank walks, and after I finished doing the plank walk, I picked up my phone, and I walked away as if I was finished. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done. I'm not doing no more. And I thought I was, so I can stay pissed about, you know what I'm saying, this shit that it brought up to me. And so I walked back to the mat and started, what was the next thing I had to do? Some plank ends. And while I was doing plank ends, it was coming harder and harder at me, C9. You know what I'm saying? Making me madder and madder. But, you know, I know a word, motherfucker, that'll get that shit, shut that motherfucker up. And so while I'm doing these plank ends, I'm saying, Awuja Balahi Mina Shaitona Rajim. Awuja Balahi Mina Shaitona Rajim. Awuja Balahi Mina Shaitona Rajim. Awuja Balahi. I'm just saying it over and over again so this shit can go away from me. You know what I'm saying? So it could go away because I got to focus. I got to, you know what I'm saying, take care of my motherfucking self. And but it came at me to break me the fuck down. It did. And I had to do Wujibalay. I said that shit for like a minute, 60 fucking seconds, repeatedly. Wujibalay, Minister Tonarajan, Wujibalay, while I'm doing my goddamn plankings. Get this shit off of me. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting because I was going to tell y'all that shit yesterday on the show, what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? And what I had to say constantly to get that shit out of my being because I was about to give up on myself. You know what I'm saying? But I had to say it over and over and over and over and over again, over and over again. And by that time, it went away, and I finished. Hopped on the treadmill, started the motherfucking show, did 6 miles before I went motherfucking live on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck, like, yo. But that is always my go-to right there. And I'm glad that I had enough intellect to say Awuzubilahi Mene Shaitona Rajin, because I was damn near about to be done. Like, fuck this shit. Came at me, boy, with some boy to fuck my day up. This time it wasn't a suggestion. It was like, I'm going to pull up this shit on this bitch. And I can't remember what it is, because I Awuzubilahi Mene Shaitona Rajin that shit out of me. I can't even tell you what the fuck it is. Now, okay, gone. Gone like a motherfucker. Got to fight. Always got to fight. You on the mental plane, too, where all thoughts, whether it's been stored, come back up. And you know what I'm saying? You ain't do it when I was eating a hamburger, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You ain't bring no bad thought in my ass when I was pleasuring you. All of a sudden now, I'm fucking goddamn, like, trying to do this goddamn workout. This motherfucker come with the worst motherfucking shit ever. You a dirty piece of shit. So I start rebuking that motherfucker. Would you be lagging Mene Shaitona Rajin? Not today, motherfucker. I'm going to get through this. Fuck you. Started saying it. No way. Damn sure did, Twain. I picked up my fucking phone, was about to walk and sit my ass down and be pissed. Okay? I said, no, fuck that. Wujibalahi Mene Shaitona Rajin. Did that shit while I was doing my motherfucking goddamn plank-ins on that damn mind. Motherfucker, you a dirty bitch. Dirty motherfucker. And it's so interesting because it's people that'll fucking say some shit and fuck your day up. But when you done got rid of all person, place, or things and you just dealing with the self, the mind, the ego, all that shit, man, it's worse than these fucking mortals that call and may say a word that fuck your ass up and you don't want to do nothing to goddamn take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? But when you done closed out the whole world and just battling yourself, the mind, motherfucker, that motherfucker there, it follows you. You can hang up on a motherfucker, but that motherfucker is a goddamn killer if it doesn't get what it wants. And you can't let it get what it wants. So the mind is always looking for an excuse to avoid discipline. You must always listen to the inner voice of the self. There is two sides to you, 180 degrees of agreeable and 180 degrees of disagreeable. 1% is all that is needed to shift your emotions. You see that? And it did. Boy, that piece of shit there. That's what it's called. There's a tablet in chapter 7 called Best Friend, Worst Enemy. That's exactly what that motherfucker is. Dr. York, now this motherfucker bad, sweet old Sean, ain't it? Best Friend, Worst Enemy. That's the name of one of those fucking tablets. In chapter 7, The Living Soul. This motherfucker, dirty piece of shit. Sometimes I would cuss it out and say, motherfucker, who team you on? You supposed to be on my fucking side. The fuck is wrong with you? I cut motherfuckers off that think like you and talk this shit to me and shit. Motherfuckers like, yo, I cut motherfuckers off and you still the same motherfucker. I hate you. I would cuss this bitch out. You hear me? Like, motherfucker. know how many motherfuckers goddamn would like to be in your position? To be the black devil, my enemy in my fucking life, motherfucker. You gonna do me like this? Who team you on? I have cussed that motherfucker out so bad. But I notice when you give it a good cussing, because you don't watch it and you observe it, it goes, it leaves. It stays there and it starts to help you. It will be quiet or tell you two more. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget you fasting. It start to remind you when you cuss that motherfucker out real good. That motherfucker will pretend now it's your best friend. Don't forget you fasting day. No, you say you're going to remind me I ain't eating today. All that shit. If I'm thinking about it, man, let me go get me a hamburger. That motherfucker just got cussed out. Remember you fasting, goddammit. You fasting. Remember, I'm your best friend now since you don't cuss my ass the fuck out. Yeah, you have to. Have to. Talk about some mental health. You're going to have to whip his ass. You're going to have to beat it. To beat it. It's a slave. Anyway, so 181, let me do it again. There are two sides to you, 180 degrees of agreeable and 180 degrees of disagreeable. 1% is all that is needed to shift your emotions. 181 to the left, start the path of disagreeable action or very agreeable. You are in control. You are in control. Hold on, shout out. I had a drink in front of me. Listen to the voice of agreeable things, okay? And that's kind of iffy because your mind also has a fucking voice, and it'll tell you something agreeable, like fucking chocolate cake, like ice cream, like sex, you know what I'm saying, like goddamn popcorn or whatever the fuck it is, you know. So we really have to know the difference between that which is agreeable and that which is really fucking disagreeable, because discipline is disagreeable to the mind, right? Pleasure is agreeable to the mind. So you got to fucking know the difference. Who's talking here? Is it the agreeable you or is it the agreeable mind? Because I'm going to tell you, the agreeable mind wants you to do everything that's agreeable to it because it prefers pleasure. So when you listen to that voice, you better know which one it is. You got to discern. But that's when you on the path to discipline, you already fucking know how the mind gonna come at you. That's why we do have to be agreeable against the mind. Notice I said, God damn, they put a lot of ginger in this shit. Give me 1 second. This shit done stung the hell out of my goddamn back of my throat. You have to be agreeable against the mind. Girl, they fucking goddamn packed that bitch with a goddamn million goddamn ginger root. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Caught me off guard. Give me 1 second. Anyway, which is another reason why when you shop, you need to make sure you, when you bring in anything into your home, you know what I'm saying, C9, it has to be so agreeable but disagrees with the mind, because that's who you're fighting right now to get on your side. You know what I'm saying? You got me? So you have to make sure you put, like, all the discipline shit that the mind don't want to fucking fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to basically now make your mind mind you for the jewels of your soul. Like, no, we're doing this. No, we're going to eat this. You know what I'm saying? You know, that type of shit. We're going to read this and we're not going to watch that. You know, you got to do shit like that. You have to put so much agreeable things as far as discipline in your life, but the mind going to still try to convince your ass not to touch it. You know what I'm saying? Not to touch it or the pizza. It does shit like that when you just bought a whole bunch of goddamn healthy fucking food. It'll say, no, fuck that. Order a pizza. You know what I'm saying? Grab something else to eat. Call it in. You know, that type of shit. It's a motherfucker. I'm telling you, the more, boy, that motherfucker there. It wins, though. It fucking wins. It still wins. I win. You know what? Next time, I'm going to start keeping score. I think we all should keep score starting today. We all should keep score. I'm going to keep fucking score because that motherfucker, that bastard won 7 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and fucking Sunday. That motherfucker won. I ain't do a goddamn thing but gave that motherfucker everything it wanted. And I know it won. It convinced me, let's not do it. Let's do nothing. Let's just eat and goddamn blase, blase. That motherfucker got a bitch, okay? Today is a Tuesday. So I won that last week, and that motherfucker won the week before last. Because I let that motherfucker, I said, well, bitch nigga. You won for 7 fucking days, bitch. I'm ignoring your ass. And so when Monday hit, last Monday hit, she died. I stayed fasting. I stayed on nothing but goddamn greens, all herbs, all the fucking veggies from the sea, a bunch of fucking water. I overdosed on working out. I overdosed on walking. I done did 10 miles a motherfucking day. I studied, spent 4 hours studying goddamn aviation. Yo, I would not let this motherfucker, you hear me? It was quiet. I was like, motherfucker, nope. Hell no. Hell to the no. Mm-hmm. You know what happened? This Sunday just passed. This Sunday, woke up, started Son of Man show. That motherfucker got a bitch. That motherfucker said, look here, don't you want them goddamn blue crab nachos and that crab cake and that motherfucking crab fried rice? I am half fucking asleep. You hear me? Next thing I know, I am driving 40 fucking minutes to go get it, and I am still sleep driving. Like, what the fuck, you bitch? You motherfucker, you piece of shit. Sure did. Fuck my whole Sunday up. It was the worst ever. Sunday just passed. I said, ain't this a motherfucker? And it ended up, and like he said, 1%. Is all that is needed to shift your emotions. 181 to the left, start the path of disagreeable action. When I got back and I ate the shit, still tired, driving back, I'm in the car eating the shit at the bag and shit. Get here to the fucking house. Man, this motherfucker said you might as well order your goddamn Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream now. Just kept going. He just kept going, motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck? Leave it. Yo, I don't order that shit. Ate goddamn, six in a box. Ate 6 of them bitches in a box. Man, all types of shit, man. I'm telling you. Oh, my God, this bastard, he ain't got a bitch. Got a bitch, so, yeah, I'm going to start. I don't really want to keep score of this motherfucker, but if you start keeping score, you'll see that nigga wins more than you do, the mind. It is patient. It is very patient. It's going to get what the fuck it wants. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to pretend that you are winning. You know what I'm saying? But that one thing, what do you say? That, 1% to the 181 to the left or to the right, boy, gonna start disagreeable actions like a motherfucker. So here it is, day two, gotta get through it. I'm gonna have to win. The battle is always with the self. Don't forget that shit. The battle is always with the self. Okay, ain't with nobody the fuck else. The battle is with the self.
and see who wins. Who's strong? So, yeah, Patrice snowballing from there, but I love to watch it. I love to watch that motherfucker and just be like, you son of a bitch, you got me. You got me, motherfucker. But it was after the fact, you know? But I know my mind is powerful. It does amazing things for me. You know what I'm saying? It do. It does amazing things for me. And in some cases, I really don't listen to the word mind. I really don't mind giving it something nice, you know what I'm saying, what it wants. Because when I think it, that motherfucker brings it to me. You know what I'm saying? So it worked for me, but I want this motherfucker to really be on my side all day, every day, as far as my health is concerned. You know what I'm saying? Me focusing on putting in the right ingredients and making sure I get plenty of exercise and help me focus on this goddamn aviation shit, since those are the three things I have in my life, my health, exercise, what I'm eating, when I'm working this body, and fucking aviation. I ain't asking for much. you know what I'm saying? Just get me to not play all the fucking time with your ass, because it likes pleasure. It's a motherfucker. And that motherfucker lost, though, yesterday, because the first time in my whole life, I ain't never did this shit. It was 2 in the morning, Sweet O'Shun, and I haven't studied. I haven't studied, read up anything, wrote nothing. And next thing I know, I found myself in the bed at 2, 3 in the morning studying, reading, writing, taking all these different tests and quizzes. You know what I'm saying? And I said, motherfucker, when you thought the day was over, I win. I won last night. Good morning. I'm not going to let you win. Mm-mm. You fucked me all up. All right. So, you are in control. You are in control. Say that shit. I am in control. Say it. I am in control. I'm in control. Everybody say it. I am in fucking control. Rather than to, it says, let's do it again. Where the fuck am I? Oh, you are in control. Listen to the voice of agreeable things rather than to the complaints of the disagreeable mind. Let's do it again. Listen to the voice of agreeable things rather than to the complaints of the disagreeable mind. Let me do it again. I'm not reading this shit right. Listen to the voice of agreeable things rather than to the complaints of the disagreeable mind. What goes into the human body correlates directly to the efficiency with which the brain functions. Let's do it again. What goes into the human body correlates. Let's do it again. What goes into the human body correlates directly to the efficiency with which the brain functions. You hear me? And I truly believe that the mind don't give two fucks about your brain, your arms, your legs, your stomach, your life, no none of that shit. To your ass, take control. Recent studies show that certain red food coloring creates hyperactive, Recent studies show that certain red food coloring creates hyperactivity in children, and that refined sugar can cause emotional instability. Do you hear that? Let's do it again. Recent studies show that certain red food coloring creates hyperactivity in children, and that refined sugar can cause emotional instability. And this is what most start their children on. Sugar and red food coloring. All right. These are just two examples of the substance that are heedlessly consumed. Sugar and food coloring. Refined sugar.
without overstanding, check this part out, without overstanding the effect on the body and mind. Let's do it again. I'm trying to rush it, and I should take my time, even though I got to get out of here. Recent study, let's do it again, still rushing. Trying to cram it all in before I say love y'all, peace. Recent studies show that certain red food coloring creates hyperactivity in children and that refined sugar can cause emotional instability. And this is what most start their children on. These are just two examples of the substance that are heedlessly consumed without overstanding the effect on the body and mind. Okay? Man, this part here made me want to say I hate my mama. For real. I had my babies perfect, you hear me? So this goddamn, what's the witch that got all the candy and sugar and shit and Hansel and Gretel, that bitch, so that wicked witch shows up and sugarfied my babies. Very difficult. It's amazing you're blessed with the right shit to do at a very young age, being a young mother, and here's an old goddamn, is an old woman who lived in a shoe, shows the fuck up with sweets and sugars and shit. Like, I was ahead of my time as a young mother. But I didn't have enough, you know how they play, you know, what is it called? Guilt trip you, you know? Remember guilt trip? Make you feel guilty for doing the right thing and for protecting your children. You know what I'm saying? So my mom made me feel guilty that I was disrespecting her. You know what I'm saying? And totally made me forget that I was protecting my children from this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it went from I'm protecting my babies to I'm disrespecting my mama. Ain't that a motherfucker? And I vowed never again to let her flip that shit and make me think I'm disrespecting her rather than protecting my children. You know what I'm saying? And this is what you see today with Donna Corleone. I cut your fucking throat. Y'all don't give a fuck. So she goes around telling people I done cussed her out and I done disrespected her. I'm protecting my children. You got me when they were young, made me feel like I'm disrespecting you rather than protecting my children. And I won't let you do that shit again. You know what I'm saying? I won't let you get me to let my guard down because I don't want to disrespect my mama. So go ahead and poison my fucking kids and turn their ass out to all types of shit. And that's how it starts. Sugar, red coloring, all types of fucked up shit. Without overstanding the effect on the body and mind, each of which have two parts. The body is voluntary and involuntary. That which you control, you understand? You have voluntary and involuntary forces at work, and that which you control, and that which takes control of itself and of the mind. Let's do it again. Each of which have two parts. Let's do it again. Without overstanding the effect on the body and mind, each of which have two parts. The body is, one, voluntary, two, involuntary, that which you control and that which takes control of itself, and of the mind, one good and two evil, which also try to take control. I'm glad we're going through this mind book. So the mind, one good and two evil with the fucking mind. Now, wonder it come at you harder. You know what I'm saying? It is more evil than it is good. It's twice as evil than it is good. That's a motherfucker. All right. Many intakes are bad, although not categorized as harmful foods. These substances should be strictly avoided. Marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, There is a growing awareness that our health is directly affected by what we eat. Almost any disease can be cured by either a change in diet or a short period of fasting, and with no medication at all. Let's do it again. Almost any disease can be cured by either a change in diet or a short period of fasting and with no medication at all. This is not only true of physical disorders, but of many mental difficulties as well. It is particularly important that pregnant mothers have this awareness, for too often they do not realize the effect of their diet on the developing fetus. Contrary to the popular concept, it is not vegetarians who do not eat or get enough protein, but rather heavy meat eaters who take in an excess of protein. Animal protein contains a high concentration of uric acid, which is a nitrogen compound similar to ammonia. It is not water soluble and cannot be broken down by the liver. Thus, though a certain amount is eliminated, the greater portion of uric acid is deposited into the joint. The results of this is referred to as arthritis. I know a woman since I was 14. She should be knocking at 70 and some change now. She didn't eat no meat. You got me, Frito-Shun? When I think of meat, when Negroes think of meat, you think of cows, right? That's how I was thinking. And all she ate was chicken. Every day, all day. Chicken, 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 chicken. She'll have a rice or add whatever she want else, but all she, and she still eats chicken, 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 whatever else come with it, but chicken, chicken, chicken. Muslim woman. Only chicken. I don't even think I ever seen the bitch eat fish, okay? But it was always chicken. And one particular brand of chicken, corporate chicken, she would always eat. Always get her sons or her husband to bring it. Was Kentucky Fried Chicken. If it wasn't chicken that she baked. It was always that Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember they came out with them spicy? It was like that spicy fried, little small wings and shit. That shit was the bomb back then. But that's all I remember. Make a long story short, though, arthritis took over her whole body, and that's all she ate is fucking chicken and everything else, too. So, but not like red meat. She never ate a steak. She never ate a hamburger. I always saw her eat chicken. So that meat itself is a motherfucker. And what do you say? But rather heavy meat eaters who take in an excess of protein. Animal protein contains a high concentration of uric acid, which is a nitrogen compound similar to ammonia. It is not water soluble and cannot be broken down by the liver. Thus, though a certain amount is eliminated, the greater portion of uric acid is deposited in the joint. The result of this is referred to as arthritis. Hardening of the arteries and heart disease are two of the most common maladies. Hardening of the arteries and heart disease are two of the most common maladies. In the Western world, where the greatest amount of meat is consumed in the Western world, because you got the Caucasus Asian dictating, the canine. The culprit, my child, is cholesterol, which also cannot be eliminated from the body, and thus forms fatty deposits along the walls and the heart and arteries, gradually thickening until they are clogged and inflexible. The major source of cholesterol comes from the hundreds of pounds of animal tissue and its fats
that each person consumes each year, hundreds of pounds. Heart disease, hardening of the arteries, and arthritis are common infirmities. However, the one that strikes the most fear in the hearts of Westerners is cancer. Yeah, they ain't scared of shit else but cancer. Many substances have been found to create cancer in animals. However, results always seem to indicate that the amount consumed by the average person is insufficient to create cancer. What is not revealed is that the accumulation of these poisons over a period of years does create cancer. These substances are innumerable chemicals that are injected into animals. These increase weight to yield more dollars per animal, nitrates, food coloring, artificial hormones, and even arsenic are among the chemicals contained in animal flesh by the time it goes on the supermarket shelf. Thus, plus the many other additives consumed by members of an industrialized society, collect in the body and are stored in the tissues. Cancer occurs when the cells react to these excessive toxins in a sense, mutating into cells which reproduce uncontrollably. So much for the horrors of the meat industry. There are several other interesting physical and spiritual reasons for not eating meat. There are several other interesting physical and spiritual reasons for not eating meat. One is that it takes four times as much grain to feed animals than for an oocyte to consume it directly. This raises a mortal question, This raises a moral question in regard to sharing our resources with poorer people. Let's do that again. There are several other interesting physical and spiritual reasons for not eating meat. One is that it takes four times as much grain to feed animals than for an oocyte to consume it directly. This raises a moral question in regard to sharing our resources with poorer people. Plants are the original source of energy for all living things, and they store the energy of Shemesh, the sun, through photosynthesis. A person who does not eat a lot of meat not only taxes nourishment from the original source, but their diet is more economical with regards to cost and the best utilization of available land. Seafood is very good for you, but that too can be taken in excess. Another more interesting fact is that an oocyte digestive system, a Negro digestive system, is not one of a carnivore. His or her teeth are designed through mutation for biting and mashing original vegetables. But after so much mixing, now many Nubians have canine teeth for tearing flesh, which is why an oocyte ages, tenderizes, and cooks his or her meat to make it more eatable. And we already know when you tenderize meat and you eat that tenderized meat, it tenderizes you on the inside. That's a motherfucker. Anyway, diet also alters the person's very appearance. Ain't that true? Diet also alters the person's very appearance from human to animal as well as his or her nature. Meat eaters are much more violent. The human liver is proportionally smaller than that of a meat-eating animal and is not built to handle the filtering of animal poisons. Also, the alimentary canal, which is short in carnivorous animals, to speed poisons through the body quickly, is quite long and, alimentary
Yeah. Also, the alimentary canal, which is short in carnivorous animals to speed poisons through the body quickly, is quite long in an oocyte, as it is in any vegetarian animal. Note the untruth that you need meat or that you would lose weight if you don't eat meat. Herbivores are much larger than carnivore animals. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. I give you one more. Concentration. Y'all ready? Then I'm out of here. Concentration. Scroll 6, page 24, the mind book. El Agul. Agul is the mind. El is death. Low. Concentration. Concentration, my child, is the act or process of concentrating. To concentrate is to focus, center, to bring or direct one's mind toward a common center or objective. Concentration is a very important principle, one that you should practice and try to master, for contrary to the belief that the art of concentration is simple, efficient concentration is not easily achieved. Your world, O mortal, is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. Let's do it again. Your world, O mortal, is the materialization of the divine thought forms of divine... Nope, I said it all wrong. Let's do it again. Your world, O mortal, is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. It exists as vibration. Do it again. Your world, O mortal, is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. That's your heart. Your world is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. Your world is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. Your world is the materialization of the thought forms of Your world is the materialization of thought forms of divine intelligence. Your world is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. Your world is the materialization of the thought forms of divine intelligence. It exists as vibration. Just as there are waves of heat, light, electricity, and energy, there are also thought waves. Thought has tremendous power. Everyone experiences it to some degree. It could be used 1,000 times more effectively if one had a comprehensive understanding of the working of thought vibration, the techniques for controlling them, and the method of transmitting them to others at a distance, which is called telepathy, telepath. The path through the mind to mind. One of your four higher senses, telepathy. One of your four higher senses, by overstanding and realizing the powers of the mind, one can see distant objects, hear distant sounds, send messages to any part of the universe, heal people thousands of miles away, and move to distant places in no time. There is no limit to the power of the mind. Consider, when flowing loosely over a wide area, every force in nature moves slowly and with less power than if gathered in one mass and directed through a single restricted outlet. Dammed and accumulated, the once sluggish and leisurely flow of a river rushes out with amazing force through the stream. The warm rays of Shemesh, the sun, focused through a magnifying glass, becomes hot enough to burn objects. Such is the power generated
by the concentration of force. This natural law is also applicable to an enosite in all branches of activities. Mental concentration is the fixing of the mind for an extended period of time on one external point. Do it again. Mental concentration is the fixing of the mind for an extended period of time on one external point. There can be no concentration without something on which the gathered rays of the mind can rest. There could be no concentration without something on which the gathered rays of the mind can rest. It must be a single object or idea. People sometimes pride themselves on being able to think of two things at once. The mind does not work this way. Its oscillating waves are merely bouncing back and forth with lightning velocity between the two ideas. The mind can only do one thing at a time. Anyone who imagines that a mundane chore such as dishwashing goes faster if they are thinking of palm trees and a sunny beach are fooling themselves. Their mental waves are moving between the daydream and the task at hand. The attention actually given to the work is thus slowed down because of the constant interruptions, and the hands slow down too. How much better to keep the mind on one point and finish the job in half the time? Everyone possesses the ability to concentrate to some degree. Examples. Conscious practice of this innate ability strengthens the thought currents, clarifies ideas, and unifies. Conscious practice of this innate ability strengthens the thought currents, clarifies ideas, and utilizes some of the immense latent power of the mind. What has once been cloudy and hazy becomes clear and definite. What has been difficult, complex, and confusing becomes easy. One is able to work with greater efficiency, to turn out more work in less time, and to increase one's earning capacity. Concentration can also prevent or minimize the problems of senility. I can't read today. After the age of 30, how many of y'all are after the age of 30? After the age of 30, an enosite's brain cells dies off at the rate of 100,000 per day and are not replaced. Ain't this a bitch? You think I'm not 30? It is vital to strengthen and make the best use of one's learning capacity. It is vital to strengthen and make the best use of one's learning capacity. The enosite who practices concentration retains clear mental vision. This is what is referred to as clairvoyance, clear vision. It is vital to strengthen and make the best use of one's learning capacity. The enosite who practices concentration retains clear mental vision. This is what is referred to as clairvoyance. Clear vision. Twain said, I need all that. Great day, Twain. All right, ain't but five verses left. What time is it? I got 4 minutes with you people. With the utmost concentrated attention, the surgeon operates on his or her patient. Deepest absorption marks the state of the technician, engineer, architect, or painter. Engage in drawing the minute details of a plan, sketch, chart, or sketch in which accuracy is of the highest importance. Did y'all get that? I'm going to come back. I'll see y'all in the new day. I'll come back and we redo. Let's start from tablet 4 again, just for the hell of it. The same concentration is necessary on the spiritual path, where the aspiration must deal with the internal forces. For progress to be made, it must be developed to a very high degree. Practice demands patience, will, untiring persistence, and regularity. There are no shortcuts alone the spiritual path. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. There are no shortcuts, but on the physical path, yes it is. On the physical path, it's all types of shortcuts, but not on the spiritual path. There's no shortcuts, baby. So, boys and girls, hope y'all enjoyed this Met Up Hour is coming up. I'm started now because I got yeah, so the minute hour going to start next, and I'm going to play Xena Playlist. Oh, I got to get my glasses. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. Man of the Hour is up next. It's starting at 3:30. Y'all have an awarding day. Donna Colleon Show in the New Day, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Hot Damn Politics is Wednesday night. That's in the New Day as well at 9 p.m. Dance with us. Hell yeah. And y'all have an awarding day. There is a peace button somewhere. Peace. I'm out of here.